Unnecessary Roughness is brought to you by Boozer's Jewelers Premier Diamonds and the Wedding Ring Store on the corner of Valley Mills and Lake Air in Waco.
He gets a screen from Gillespie, looks to drive, gives it to Butler, who fires a three, and it's good, right side.
Bailed him out. I mean, there really was nothing there that possession. Kind of got after it with about 3 or 4 seconds left, and Butler was just catch and shoot. He really had no other choice.
Jared Butler between the rings. He will drive on Williams, running banker. Wow. Good, and a foul.
Wow, what a play by Butler. Man, oh, man, that's not bad defense at all from OU. But Butler just isolated, went man-to-man, and he's got a chance to complete a three-point play.
The 12 o'clock hour of Unnecessary Roughness is brought to you by Prompt Technology.
Here's Jared Butler, left side, three. Yes! Boom! A big-time three by Jared Butler, and the Bears lead by 10.
And that's seven in a row for Jared Butler.
Mitchell gives the ball to Bandu. Bandu to Vidal, top of the key. Now to Mitchell. Mitchell drives by his defender. Oh. Shot no good, but a follow-up jam by Vidal.
Great offensive rebound by Vidal. He chased the play. He knew that Mitchell was going to have to finish in traffic, and nothing's a given.
Live from the Petty Clinic Low T Studio, this is Unnecessary Roughness. Here's Craig Smoak.
And welcome in less than 24 hours from now, the Baylor Bears, number one team in the country, will be on the court against number three Kansas at the Farrell Center. College game day will have come and gone, and we'll be about halfway through the game about this time tomorrow. But here we are, less than 24 hours to go, a full week of countdowns across all of our shows. Matt Mosley just wrapping up. Had some more good BU and Kansas talk. I know you make the call. We'll have some later on this afternoon as well. But we got plenty in store for you over the next 3 hours, as tomorrow we will finally get to see this result and get to see whether or not on Monday we're still talking about the Baylor men being in the midst of a winning streak, whether or not we're talking about the Baylor men still being the number one team in the country, and whether or not we're likely talking about the Baylor men having the Big 12 regular season title all but wrapped up. But on the opposite side of that, in that same time frame, depending on what happens in a little less than 24 hours from now, we could be talking about Kansas now being tied atop the Big 12 and Kansas now being the team with all the momentum and a winning streak having been snapped. But that's to be decided tomorrow at 11 a.m. Number one Baylor, number three Kansas. Just one of many things we'll be talking about this afternoon. Craig Smoak with you. And the phone lines are open at 254-662-1660. The Bush's Chicken text line is open at 254-662-1660. And I'm not riding solo today, but I am riding a little bit different than normal because your boy Q is out at the Getterman, out at Getterman Stadium for Baylor softball today and will be there all weekend long. And Stephen Simcox is on kind of like a mini break going to visit a college friend. So he is out in Atlanta, Georgia at the moment. And later on tonight, he will be at the Hawks-Mavericks game, getting a chance to see Luka Doncic on a road or in a road venue. So the timing there for Simi visiting Atlanta, that was already set up. Didn't realize that Luke and the Mavs would also be in town. So that works out pretty well for him. So that's what he's doing. Q, as I mentioned, with softball. So it's me, but I'm not riding solo. Got Garrett Ross here with me as well. And Garrett, how are we doing this afternoon?
Well, good, man. Getting ready for this weekend. It's going to be exciting to see the atmosphere around Waco. And I just want to see the Bears hopefully get a victory, but just see a good game in general.
Yeah, that's kind of how I am, man. Anytime we got a big game to preview or some big matchup like the Super Bowl or whatever, like this is a little bit different because we do have not a rooting interest,
right,
but we do have like an interest in this game. I mean, let's not lie to ourselves or to the audience. It's better for us if Baylor's good
exactly
at athletics. It makes the discussion more fun. It makes the events that we promote more fun. It makes the things that we go to a lot more fun. So, we'd like to see Baylor win, mm-hmm, but, you know, who knows, man, with this game tomorrow. This is something we've been talking about now for a few days, something that even going back maybe even a couple of weeks as Baylor's continuing to win, or right after that first meeting with Kansas, that you knew this was going to be a game again,
yeah,
and this was one that you had to have circled. And so now here we are, Garrett, and this has been an incredible run by the Baylor men, but tomorrow should be truly special. I think with game day here, I know the fans are ramped up. They're mm-hmm, they're chomping at the bit to be at the game tomorrow. The tickets we've been documenting all week long are going for like $1,000. This should be you know, not something that we're used to seeing all that much, and should be pretty special.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be like a one in a lifetime moment here in Waco. We've, like you said, we've never seen this atmosphere. We've never seen ticket prices this expensive.
Yeah.
We've never seen a growing interest from across the nation. I mean, you got everybody coming back. Former players are coming into town. You know, you got news outlets in Dallas and Austin that would typically just pay no mind to Baylor. You know, you have a slight interest, but they're, you know, locked in on this game, and it's just really big, man. And I'm excited to see. Kansas has really improved since that first time. It's like they, you know, Baylor beat them and lit a fire under them, you know, and they've been on a mission ever since. So this is going to be a really good matchup, and, you know, I'm interested to see how it turns out. I like personally the game day rolling into it and having that atmosphere stay, instead of, you know, the build up and then killing the buzz and having to come back and recreate that. But it should be exciting.
Yeah, it should be incredible. We're going to be talking about it all show long and all throughout the rest of the afternoon as well. And what's your prediction at this point? I mean, here we are. We're less than 24 hours away. So you want to chime in on the Bush's Chicken text line at 254-662-1660 or on the phone lines at the same number throughout the show today. Let us know. Who do you think takes the game tomorrow? Is it going to be Baylor winning yet another game and firmly supplanting themselves atop the Big 12 with no more matchups versus Kansas, unless they were to meet in the Big 12 tournament? But that plays not at all into the regular season title, which is what's up first for the Bears. They'd have a stranglehold on that with a win tomorrow. So what do you think happens? Is it in their court after tomorrow's game is over with, or is this going to be more of a tight race down to the finish?
I think Baylor will ultimately pull it out, but it's going to be close. I think you're going to have to see big games from the bench more so than your starter. I think it's going to see, like, Tristan Clark's going to have to really help out down low, because, you know, Kansas is dominant on the inside. You're going to have to see Bandu do good. Myers, I think you're going to have to – fouls are going to come into this game, so I think you got to utilize the fouls by everybody, but be smart. You don't want to be Tristan Clark and foul out early like you did before.
Right.
But it's going to be a really exciting matchup.
It's been a very deep Baylor team, so if the bench comes into play, that should bode well. But, hey, Kansas is very deep too, so whose bench can perform at a higher level? Whose starting five performs at a higher level? And we've seen some improvement from Tristan Clark. Tomorrow will be a great day for him to have maybe his best game in quite some time. But that kind of goes for the rest of the roster as well. So who do you have tomorrow? Baylor, Kansas, the matchup's finally pretty much arrived now at this point. What's your prediction? 254-662-1660. On the show this afternoon, we're going to have Bill Jones, CBS 11, joining us here in the next segment. We will also have John McClain of the Houston Chronicle. As Q was talking about a little bit yesterday, the CBA and the NFL has now been agreed to. There are some very interesting things in here. It's kind of on the surface. You don't look at it all that deep. You go, oh, this looks like it's all good for the players. Mm-hmm. But there are some things in the language that maybe aren't as great as you think on just initially looking at it. So we'll take a look at that CBA in that first segment of the 1 o'clock hour, where typically we'd have Q's Cover 3. So with him out today, we'll still talk some NFL, but just do it a little bit slightly different. So we'll have that for you at 1:30 this afternoon. From the media session yesterday, Freddie Gillespie and Jared Butler spoke, and so we'll have that for you, just give the players' perspective on the game coming up tomorrow. And in listening to that already, you know, Freddie addresses the crowd, and shoot, I saw, I think it was where Fran Fraschilla did a little video this morning, and he was talking about how he had spoken to Scott Drew, and Scott Drew told him that this was the biggest regular season game in Baylor basketball history. And I don't think there's too much of a debate for that. It's something we sort of talked about, but Scott Drew flat out said it to him. And Scott Drew also told him that the crowd may be the X factor in the game tomorrow.
It really is. And I mean, you definitely need a home court advantage, which Baylor has struggled with that in every sport throughout their history. And I think right now that a success is going to bring your crowd. Okay. You can't be not good consistently and draw students in. They're just going to be disengaged from the program. But I think the recent success has seen the students more interested. And, you know, that's going to bring in, you know, old alums. That's got the old players are coming back into town, which we see in a lot of programs. You know, they're always engaged. And, you know, success is going to build that. And I think it's going to be electric out there. And, yes, it is. To me, this is the biggest game in Baylor regular season history.
Yeah, and if you've got a better one, then certainly you can let us know. But we've been asking that question now for kind of a couple of days and have yet to see any worthy challenger, really. I mean, the game in the NCAA tournament years back against Duke, that I don't need to expand upon too much, is certainly the number one for a lot of people as far as the biggest games played. And there's a couple of others that have been mentioned. But regular season-wise, I don't think there's really much of a contest here. So Scott Drew addressed it and said, yeah, you folks are going to be the X factor tomorrow. And I think pretty much all the tickets are gone. You know, I looked at StubHub. They're going for like $175 for those remaining, which means that some of those that were going for like $1,000 have been bought up and or taken off the website. But it is thin compared to the offerings even as of yesterday afternoon.
Yeah, I looked on Vivid this morning, and I think it was like section 115. They had a few tickets left, and they were going for like $875. Jeez. But then the rest remaining was general admission, and those were going for like $157, $160.
Man, a lot of people making money this week off those Baylor Kansas tickets. But yeah, there's like, I don't know, 10 general admissions that I've seen still available. They're all $175. So that's just kind of where we are with that. But we're going to be talking a lot of Baylor basketball, some NFL, some XFL, and a lot of other things in between, and taking your feedback all throughout the show this afternoon as well. Also at 2 o'clock, we're going to replay LaFonso Ellis, our conversation with LaFonso from College Game Day. He'll be, or already is, in town and will be a part of the broadcast tomorrow morning at the Farrell Center. I'll also let you know, in case you haven't been paying attention, keeping close tabs on kind of the lays of the land going into tomorrow for what's, you know, allowed, what's required, all those types of things. We'll kind of give you a primer on that as well. So a lot to get to, a lot of audio to get to, and a couple of guests to get to in this hour. Bill Jones of CBS 11 will join us next as ESPN Central Texas.
The Bears play here. ESPN Central Texas.
The Bears welcome in Oral Roberts for a three-game series at Baylor Ballpark this weekend. Games Friday at 6:30, Saturday at 3, and Sunday at 1.
Baylor Baseball, all season long with Derek Smith and Steve Jonigan, here on the home of the Bears, ESPN Central Texas.
When Republican Will Jones was elected, he made us a promise that he'd go to work every day to make county government more like a business. And that's exactly what he's done. By attacking waste, fraud, and abuse, consolidating offices, and applying best practices, Will Jones has saved taxpayers $18 million. $18 million! That ain't jump change. That's enough to buy every one of Chip and Joanna's fixer-uppers. Get your name on the side of a building at Baylor, or feed a family of four at George's every day for 1,700 years. That's real money right there, and it's back in the pockets of taxpayers because of Republican Will Jones. He's also making sure our veterans get the services they need by authorizing a veterans court and helping to expand the Heart of Texas One Stop. You see, Will Jones doesn't make big promises he can't keep. He just tells you what he's going to do. Then he rolls up his sleeves and gets it done. Let's re-elect Commissioner Will Jones, the taxpayers' champion. Political ad paid for by the Will Jones Campaign.
Okay, so what's the most important part about your house? Nope, it's not that bar or the theater room with that sound system. Think about it. The most important thing is your roof. It has to withstand all that Mother Nature can throw your way, so it makes sense to have the best. McAdams & Sons Roofing is your first choice when it comes to protecting that valuable asset. Experienced professionals using only the best materials. So for new construction, re-roofs, repairs, or remodels, for composition and metal roofs, think McAdams & Sons Roofing first. And now McAdams & Sons Roofing is installing seamless gutters to give your home a bright new look and added value. McAdams & Sons Roofing will come out and take a look at your roof and handle all the insurance process for you. Don't let any fly-by-night company look at your roof. Let a real professional you trust do the work. Put McAdams & Sons over 40 years experience to work for you. Check it out at McAdamsRoofing.com. That's McAdamsRoofing.com. Or give them a call today at 254-799-2949. Because you don't want a kid with your house's lid.
It seems that everywhere you turn, you're hearing something about CBD. It's everywhere, especially online. So it'd be easy just to point and click and order some. But that's not the best thing for you to do. You need to walk in the door at your CBD store at 909 Hewitt Drive and talk to their trained professionals. Tell them what your issue is, whether it's pain, lack of sleep, ADHD, anxiety, and they can get you on a plan to help with that issue. Plus, you'll know what you're getting for sure. No online guessing games.
The Muslim terrorists even exploited welfare programs to help fund their attack. Because today, non-citizens can get food stamps and other benefits, costing us over $30 billion a year. President Trump wants to end this abuse, but the Democrats are blocking him. Pete Sessions believes welfare benefits should be reserved for American citizens. In Congress, Pete Sessions will stand with President Trump to build the wall and remove these immigration incentives that are unfair and sometimes even dangerous for American taxpayers. Republican Pete Sessions, a true conservative who will fight for us.
I'm Pete Sessions, and I approve this message because taxpayer-funded benefits should be reserved for American citizens.
Paid for by Pete Sessions for Congress.
UBO Business Services offers the best office copiers available. Our brand-agnostic approach allows our business analysts to select the right multifunction copier for your office that meets both your budget and functionality requirements. www.ubo.com.
And back here on ESPN Central Texas, Craig Smoke and Garrett Ross. Your boy Q's out at Getterman Stadium for some Baylor softball all afternoon long. And Stephen Simcox out in Atlanta taking a little break. We're now joined on the phone lines by Bill Jones of CBS 11. And Bill, we certainly appreciate your time this afternoon, as always. And hopefully you've been having a good week. There's a little bit of a basketball game going on here in town tomorrow. You may have heard or read about Bill, number one Baylor, number three Kansas. Your thoughts on that matchup coming up tomorrow?
Yeah, it's a big morning tomorrow morning. In fact, we sent one of our guys, Keith Russell, down there to cover the Bears yesterday. And did a story last night on CBS 11 in Dallas. And we've been tracking the Lady Bears also.
Yeah,
we did a story Sunday night, a long story on the Cox family, Lauren Cox. And, of course, he's got three sisters who are all athletes. One, as you know, is at Lubbock Christian, and another is a junior All-American volleyball player at Flower Mound High School. And another one coming up who's a freshman basketball player at Flower Mound. And Kim Mulkey was at their game that we were at last week when they were playing MacArthur with a couple of future Lady Bears playing for them. And so Waco's got it going on, and the eyes of the nation will be on Waco tomorrow morning.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that, and I'm glad that you mentioned that story on the Cox sisters, because I've seen you post a picture and make a mention of that. You've been covering the area for so long now, so I imagine you saw Lauren more than a few times, but what can you tell us about the Cox family outside of, you know, people who couldn't see that story, and just your time around them or having seen all of these girls coming up and playing through the years?
Oh, just a great family. I had seen them from a distance. They're very active in the booster club at Flower Mound, for the last 8 years, ever since Lauren was a freshman playing there. And I just got to know them recently, really. And knowing how busy their schedule must be, what with a elite basketball player who's probably going to be the second pick in the draft of the Dallas Wings this spring, hopefully, following Baylor and then Lubbock Christian as well with the freshmen out there, and then the club volleyball all over the country. I mean, Kaylee, the volleyball player, she's a junior, led Flower Mound as a freshman to the state championship in volleyball, and they went 41-4 this year. The Cox girls, I added it up, their record, the four teams that they play on this school year, they have, it's something like 115 wins and 13 losses.
Wow.
That's how strong the teams are. But you can tell the girls are really great girls, and you can tell that they've got great parents. And, the mom played at SMU, and you can find the story on my Twitter feed, CBS 11, Bill Jones. The kids had a lot of fun teasing mom, because mom is very vocal at the games, and we had a wireless microphone on Brenda, the mom. And Dennis, the dad, texted me afterwards, said they got a real kick out of it.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. So take a look at that.
Yeah, definitely will do. And, I saw the picture that you posted, and a lot of blonde in that family and a lot of height as well. And
a lot of height, yeah.
Yeah, obviously a lot of athleticism combined with that. So, Bill, a lot going on around the sports world, but in the NFL, the big news was the owners yesterday voting to approve a new CBA. The player reps are discussing it today. I've seen a couple of players like J.J. Watt and Richard Sherman who don't seem to be keen on – this new CBA. And I guess as far as the Cowboys go, from what I can gather, there are some implications with this surrounding what they'd be able to do with Dak Prescott and Amari Cooper, as well as far as the way the tags would change. How big or how much should the Cowboys be monitoring this potential new CBA, and how much of an effect could it have on their offseason?
Well, it could have a big effect. Now, I'm just now sort of getting online myself to see what's going on it today, and it looks like the player reps for each of the 32 teams were supposed to have a conference call today and vote on it. They do have a Players Association Executive Committee that has already met and voted 6-5 against recommending the current proposal to the overall body, but that that's not hard and fast, that vote. It's just a recommendation. So we'll see what the player reps say, though. And so I think the players might have some reservations on it. Now, that doesn't mean that it can't get pushed through here in the next, before free agency begins next month. That's what the owners are trying to do. They'd like to get it implemented now. It sounds like they aren't that far away on it. It wasn't unanimous even as far as the owners vote, but they had enough to pass it yesterday. As it relates to the Cowboys, and of course with the multiple free agents, so let's just take, for example, Dak Prescott and Amari Cooper. If the CBA is agreed to and they do away with the transition tag, and I don't know that the Cowboys were planning to use the transition tag anyway, the transition tag would be taken away, and which would only leave them with the option of using a franchise tag on one of their potential free agents. And that, if there's an agreement's not made with Dak, they'll obviously use the franchise tag on him, which would put the pressure on that they would have to get a deal done with Amari before March 18th when free agency starts in order to keep him for sure. So that's where it kind of affects things right now as far as the Cowboys are concerned. But it does look like even if it isn't approved, that the owners feel like under the current CBA they'll be able to expand the playoffs from 12 to 14 teams, and I think they have designs on implementing that immediately for this season anyway.
What do you think about an expanded postseason? It wouldn't be by a lot, obviously, but it's still more teams and more more teams involved and more as far as the playoffs changing up a little bit. But in addition, that 17th regular season game, where do you kind of stand on those two? Does one stand out more to you than the other?
On the playoff, I don't have a big issue with it. It'd be 14 out of 32 teams, and it doesn't affect the real structure of the playoffs that much, where it really – obviously, it would be the extra team, one extra team, a seventh team from each conference getting in, and it affects the two seed. They don't get the first round bye, and the one seed would be the only team that in each conference that would get a first round bye, and so obviously it affects that. I don't have a big problem with going ahead and allowing it. Basically, what you'd be seeing on the first weekend, the wild card weekend, you'd have three games probably on Saturday and three games on Sunday, and it's all about filling those time slots so they get more money out of the TV networks, where everybody gets a game or more than one game on those two days, and that adds to the money that everybody, that the owners and the players, will get in the new agreement. I don't like the 17th regular season game. I think they've got it. I understand that the four preseason games is too many. That's the complaint anyway. And the reason is to add, more money to the coffers by adding a 17th regular season game. But I love the balance that the schedule has right now. With a 16-game schedule. The other thing that they're trying to do with the 17th game is push the season further into where the Super Bowl will be played in mid-February, basically, which is in the TV business, that is sweeps period, the sweeps month. in February. And so that's what they're trying to get into, where the Super Bowl would be played in sweeps, and the conference championship games likewise would be then played like the first weekend in February, which is TV sweeps also, which again would add to the money that the networks would be willing to pay on their contracts.
Always comes back to the money. Always follow the money. Bill Jones, CBS 11, here with us on ESPN Central Texas. Bill, folks are starting to make their way to Indianapolis for the Combine. It's getting underway next week. How's the Big Green Notebook coming along? And is there anybody in particular early on in this stage that you've sort of got your eyes on as this path begins?
You know, I'm kind of spreading a wide net. And the Combine is kind of when I start kicking in as far as the Green Notebook is concerned, because then you've got something tangible as far as 40 times, athleticism, and that's I don't have enough time in my day to look at 500 players.
Right.
But once I get those combine numbers, then I can say, okay, this guy is pretty athletic. Let me take a closer look at him. If that was all I was doing for a living, I'd love to be able to get started in, you know, football season and start narrowing it down. But I don't have that luxury. I've got to cover every sport, so
I got to get
some guidance with what a scout would do, looking at those times from the combine and then pro days, and then I'll whittle my list down to size by then, and I'll find me a Jalen Hurd in this class.
Yeah,
I guarantee you.
No doubt. Bill Jones, CBS 11, here with us. Bill, I was just curious, have you caught much of the XFL?
You know, I watched more the first week than the second week. And, you know, it is what it is.
Right.
I don't have a problem with it. I mean, I see a lot of people complaining about the, you know, the talent out there or whatever. I think the biggest issue as far as quarterback play is concerned is when you don't have time to throw, you're going to look pretty ordinary as a quarterback. And I think the biggest issue that this league will probably have, and what the spring league last year had, was there's just not enough good offensive linemen in order to protect a quarterback. And so that's going to affect the offenses. And that's probably where it's going to be if there is a downfall for the league, that might be where it is, where there's not going to be enough offense because the quarterbacks aren't going to have enough time to make plays.
I'm right there with you. Yeah, it's kind of, I think that's going to be really interesting to track, is what does week three now look like as far as viewership goes? And then therefore, you know, 4 or 5 weeks in, is everybody still kind of buzzing about it, or is the quarterback play, O-line play kind of brought everybody down on the product? So that'll be interesting.
Well, here's the other issue with it. You know, we're getting closer to the NBA playoffs starting in April, and that's when the season wraps up. Baseball season's now starting. You got March Madness in the month of March, so there's going to be a lot more competition. February is, as you know, the most dead month of the calendar year, and so there was a lot of eyeballs on it the first week or two, but now things are about to start picking up big time as we get into March, and so that's really going to affect their ratings. Golf as well, NASCAR, everything is picking up.
No doubt about it, and yeah, it's very busy in DFW right now. Combine starting up as far as the Cowboys are concerned, Rangers in spring training, and Luka and the Mavs getting back to it tonight as well tomorrow against the Atlanta Hawks, tonight against the Orlando Magic. And Bill, I know you're very busy, you got a lot to track and keep up with and talk about, so we'll let you go, but we do appreciate your time as always. Hope you have a great weekend.
All right, appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. There's Bill Jones of CBS 11 here with us on ESPN Central Texas, talking a little bit of everything. And yeah, I think I said Simi's that tomorrow's the Hawks game that he'll be going to. I thought it was tonight for some reason, just because they were coming back and I just assumed. But yeah, Orlando tonight for the Mavs, they're in a little East Coast swing.
That'd be a good fun game to go see.
Yeah, it would. I mean, Trae Young last night, he's getting a lot of buzz over the crossover of Iguodala last night. Iguodala making his return and getting very rude welcoming back by Trae Young. But yeah, that's Luka and Trae in Atlanta too. So you know, Hawks fans are tired of hearing about Doncic and who made the better pick. And look, I think they both won. Very clearly, both teams won with their trade.
I think they also, the right players went to the right cities. I think they're perfect fits for those organizations.
I agree. I think that it's going to work out really well for Atlanta. They just got to put some more talent around Trae And for the Mavs, it kind of got to let it breathe and eventually add a little bit more talent. Not as much as Atlanta needs to, just to like maybe a piece.
Right.
Whereas I think Atlanta needs to add a couple pieces for Trey to thrive even further. But thanks to Bill Jones. Coming up next, we talked a little bit about that new CBA. John McClain, I'm sure, has some thoughts on it, as well as some thoughts on some Baylor basketball coming up tomorrow. So he'll join us next as ESPN Central Texas.
Baylor Big 12 Basketball Saturday with Pat and John here on the home of the Bears.
The Bears back in action Saturday morning in the Farrell Center hosting Kansas. 10:30 a.m. for the countdown to tip-off. 11 a.m. tip-off Saturday in the Farrell Center.
Baylor Big 12 Basketball Saturday here on the home of the Bears, ESPN Central Texas.
Baylor football fans, 2020 season ticket renewals are now live. Special discounted pricing is available when you renew before March 5th. So hurry to secure your seats for all the action at McLean Stadium. And don't forget to grab your tickets to the September 5th season opener in Houston versus Ole Miss, currently available to season ticket holders only. Join head coach Dave Aranda and see what's next for Baylor football in 2020. For more information, visit BaylorBears.com/What's next?
Touchdown!
At the drop of a tailgate, here's your touchdown meal. Kick off your tailgate party with Slovacek West tailgate boxes. Each box feeds 10 people with delicious savings of your choice. Smoked barbecue brisket, pulled pork, Slovacek sausage, and more. Every box contains everything you need to make that extra point, including sides, utensils, sauce, tea, cups, and ice. Customize and order your tailgate box by 2 p.m. and it will be ready to pick up the next day. Don't punt when you can score big with Slovacek West. Slovacek, you'll love our sausage.
We first opened the doors of Jeff Hunter Toyota in 1990 and have become the premier Toyota dealership in Waco. We offer a full selection of new Toyota models, have a vast inventory of pre-owned vehicles. There's a state-of-the-art service and body shop with factory-trained technicians and a full-line parts department. Stop by and see Kyle Tomlinson or any of our team members for a great car at a fair price. Shop Jeff Hunter Toyota. Toyota quality, Waco values.
When it comes to production print providers, did you know UBO Business Services is the only dealership in North America that is allowed to offer the top three industry leaders, Xerox, ConocoPhillips, and Ricoh? The compelling reason for this is the industry reputation UBO Business Services has obtained, that being the premier service provider of office technology in all of North America. Make a winning decision today and call Sean Hunt at UBO Business Services, 254-772-1600 or www.ubo.com.
It seems that everywhere you turn, you're hearing something about CBD. It's everywhere, especially online. So it'd be easy just to point and click and order some. But that's not the best thing for you to do. You need to walk in the door at your CBD store at 909 Hewitt Drive and talk to their trained professionals. Tell them what your issue is, whether it's pain, lack of sleep, ADHD, anxiety, and they can get you on a plan to help with that issue. Plus, you'll know what you're getting for sure. No online guessing games. The best CBD products tailored to your need. Do what's best for you and talk to an expert today.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Steven Simcox with your ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update. Special discounted pricing for 2020 Baylor football season ticket renewals are available when you renew before March 5th. Learn more at BaylorBears.com/what's next. We have a full day of Baylor baseball and softball on our airwaves today. Baylor softball starts play in the Baylor Invitational this afternoon. They take on Tulsa, broadcast at 3:30. They will follow that contest with a matchup against Illinois. That broadcast starts at 5:45 with first pitch scheduled for 6. You can hear both games on 101.3 FM, your home for Baylor softball. Baylor baseball has won 3 in a row since dropping their opening game of the season. They open a weekend series with Oral Roberts. Broadcast starts at 6:10, first pitch at 6:30. You can hear that on ESPN Central Texas. And Baylor men's basketball is a huge matchup with Kansas in the Farrell Center tomorrow morning. That broadcast starts Saturday at 10:30, tip off at 11 o'clock, and it can also be heard right here on ESPN Central Texas.
Sports Center every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas. Welcome back to Unnecessary Roughness. A Turbo Boost solid-state hard drive can speed up your computer. Drop by Prompt Technology in Waco today to learn more. Here's Craig Smoke and your boy Q.
And welcome back into UNR here on ESPN Central Texas just after 12:30. Craig Smoke and Garrett Ross with you this afternoon. And we're now joined on the phone lines by John McClain of the Houston Chronicle, who you can find on Twitter at McClain_on_NFL. And John, we do appreciate the time. And don't worry, I will talk about those number one Baylor Bears before we end this conversation today. But I want to end with that, John, and start off with the CBA, the new CBA. That's all the rage discussion point by far. I know that J.J. Watt's already given his feelings on what's been proposed. Where do you stand on what you've seen from what is being proposed, and where do you think this goes?
Well, first of all, it's going to be passed. They wouldn't have put it to a vote if they didn't know the outcome. The way it's set up, you have an NFL executive committee, and they're involved in negotiations, and then they recommended to the player representatives, one from each team, 32. And then when they approve it, it goes to the rank and file, and they need a two-thirds majority. And the rank and file, basically, most of them don't pay any attention. They just sign off on whatever their union reps suggest. Now, minimum salaries are going to go up. Players are going to be added to the roster. The salary cap will go up. In other words, the NFL will make more money. Plus, they have a new rule that's very lenient on marijuana and how much has to be in your system if you do get caught. The only time you can get caught is when you take your physical to start a training camp. And you have to be a moron, and there are morons that get caught at that time of the year because you know the whole off season it's coming. And the 17th game is going to be great. I hear all these media people and fans just whining about it. They used to be 10 games, and they went 12 to 14. When they went from 14 to 16 in 1978 and opened up the rules to be more liberal for offense because defenses were dominating. And fans and media, it's going to ruin the game. How can the players get through 16 games? And you know what? Somehow they survived. Somehow the game has become the most popular in the country. And by adding a 17th game, playing a lot at neutral sites, whether they're overseas or in the country, they want to play in college stadiums if the colleges will have them. They want to play in Canada. They want to play another one in Mexico City, maybe in China. I think it's exciting. And by adding more teams to the playoffs, say last year the Cowboys in the last two games were in the running, well, then there's going to be other teams in the running, so you're just going to create more interest from the fan bases of those teams who have a shot. So, and there will be less preseason game. What they ought to do is knock off two preseason games and just have more joint practices. But it'll be ratified, and they're going to do it a year ahead of time, and it's going to be good. And something that most of the players don't care about, only a small percentage of players get in trouble. And the union doesn't make rules that are going to benefit the small group. But one of the things, because NFL decisions get so much attention, they don't like Roger Goodell being the judge, and then you appeal to him. Now, he has people that handle those investigations and then tell him what they want to do, and he signs off on it. But now, in most, they would have an arbitrator who had been agreed on by the union and the owners. So that would be another concession. Of course, they're giving up a lot of things, fewer times in pads, these things that don't have anything to do with money. And what the players should be looking at is money and insurance. Insurance for life, to me, should be the big issue, but the owners have told them that is non-negotiable. It's too expensive.
So I read J.J. Watt's tweet, just said hard no. Quandre Diggs said 50-50. As far as it seemed like their hang-up, John, was instead of a 48% share, getting a 50-50 split between the players and the teams. Is there another hang-up maybe I'm missing that would have the players not being all in on this new CBA?
Well, the 17th game.
Okay,
you know,
yeah.
They need to – they're adding more players to the roster there. They're going to make more changes in injured reserve where you can bring players off and have more available. It was none. Then it went to one, then two. So it's, I don't think it'll ever be like it used to be where you could bring them back from injured reserve and they were healthy because teams were making up injuries so they could stash them instead of cut them and have them go to other teams. So they'll do that. And from what I'm told, 48.5% of whatever it's going to be of gross revenues would give the players an extra $5 billion over the life of the deal, 10 years, and that's a lot of money, of course. But if they push for 50, I don't think they'll get it. But remember, this is something that a bunch of people, players, can squawk about it. But the bottom line is the owners run the NFL. The union runs Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
And the owners, they're the ones with the multiple billions, not the players. And because the careers are so short, it's why they, when they were striking 87, they played scab football. So many players crossed the picket line led by a bunch of cowboys.
John McClain of the Houston Chronicle joining us here on ESPN Central Texas. Well, it does appear this new CBA will be a bit more lax on marijuana usage. That's obviously not going to help a guy like Greg Robinson, who's in a totally different ballpark when it comes to marijuana. John, we've seen the Sam Hurds, we've seen the Nate Newtons, and stories sort of similar to this, but and you've seen just in general covering the NFL for as long as you have a lot of goofy or dumb stories, but where does the Greg Robinson arrest rank up there for you, given the money he's made in his career and just kind of seemingly out of nowhere for a guy who's currently in the league?
Well, he got caught by a drug-sniffing dog. If I remember correctly, Nate Newton offered to open up his trunk.
Yeah.
And you don't have to do that when you get stopped. Now, they'll impound your car, but he opened it up, showed it to him. There was a little more. I imagine Greg Robinson is going to do some time. And he's not a real good player anyway.
Yeah.
He's made a lot of money. And I think, you know, he'll pay. I think his career is over.
John McClain, Houston Chronicle, here with us on ESPN Central Texas. Scouting Combine is going to be starting up here in a few days. We'll obviously have a handful of Baylor Bears to be on the lookout for, and obviously it'll be interesting to see what Matt Rhule does as his first combine as a head coach in the NFL. You've seen so many of these, but is there a player, is there a storyline, is there anything that stands out to you about the upcoming combine?
Truthfully, they all run together.
Mm-hmm.
If there's some players involved in controversy like Manti Te'o, Maurice Claret, those stories are interesting. I'm interested in the Baylor guy specifically Bravion Roy.
Yes.
Because after watching him play, I think if he can go in there and impress everybody with his lifting, and we all know he moves well. Now, he could lose 20 pounds, and I don't know what he's been doing since the end of the season. I hope it's working out and getting ready. He can make a lot of money. And I'm hoping James Lynch does a really good job there. And then they've got their pro days, and they've got private workouts and time they'll spend with them. But I expect those to be the two best. And then Graylin Arnold, you know, he's got a chance. Teams are always looking for corners. Denzel Mims, I see some people rank him in the top 10. I've seen a couple that have him going in the first round. I don't see it. I just like to see him go somewhere in the first three rounds. But at the combine and the pro day is a chance to really make your mark, because the NFL swears it pays a lot of attention to what a player does on the field during their careers. But the truth is, it all starts when they're wearing their T-shirts and their underwear.
Yeah, and John, a bit surprisingly, I mean, six Baylor guys invited. Bravion Roy actually wasn't one of those, and so he'll have to rely on the pro day.
Oh, he didn't get invited to the combine? Are you kidding me?
No, it was Chris Miller. It was James Lynch.
How in the world did they take six Baylor guys and not invite him? That is amazing. Well, anyway, he'll have to use the pro day to do it, and I expect him to get drafted by the third round.
Yeah, and, you know, he reacted to it on Twitter. He just said, you know, basically, I mean, what can you say, really? He just said it's gonna motivate him. But, yeah, a lot of people reacted shocked, like kind of like you did, to that news. But, yeah, Chris Miller and Hasty and Mims and Lynch and a couple of others. But, yeah, no Bravion Roy, which the only thing I could think of was maybe his height. But even then, his films.
No, that's got nothing
right.
to do. Some moron overlooked it. Putting those other guys. No offense to Jamichael Hasty.
Right.
But, man, oh, man, Roy's got a chance to be good. I hope he's lifting weights like crazy. He's out there running every day. And if he's dropping weight, that's even better, because I'm glad you told me that. I haven't even looked at the list. I just assumed, since he's one of their best players and there were six, he'd be there. That's a bummer. I'm going to try to get to the bottom of that while I'm there and find the guy and say, how in the world could you miss one of the top nose tackle prospects in the country from those fighting Baylor Bears?
Exactly. And you know what? If you get an answer, I'd love to know too, because that was pretty surprising. I just pulled up the list I tweeted. Yeah, Mims, Miller, Lynch, Clay Johnston, Jamichael Hasty, Graylin Arnold. Those are the six Baylor Bears. So, yeah.
Well, there's been a lot of great players who didn't get invited to the combine.
True.
Has nothing to do with you could still got a good chance to impress them at the pro day. That means all eyes are going to be on Roy at Baylor's pro day.
Absolutely. And, John, before we let you go, do appreciate your time. But tomorrow, a very big day here in Waco. College game day's here. number one Baylor, number three Kansas. I mean, there's not really much hype needed outside of that, but just your thoughts on what is, I think, pretty much everybody's agreed upon the biggest regular season men's basketball game in Baylor history tomorrow.
It is. I've been going to games since 1960 when I was 8 years old. There's never been one like it. I noticed the other day Gonzaga favored to win the championship, number two Kansas, number three Duke. That was before Duke got beat for NC State. I guess if Baylor sweeps the Jayhawks, people will finally take notice about this team is special. I kind of like it that there's a disrespect out there because you know Scott Drew's using it. And I just, if they get beat, I hope they play a good game, that they don't stink it up in the free throw line like they're known to do.
Yeah.
And if they give their play their best game and lose, there's no shame in that. They'll get a chance probably to play them again in the tournament. But I can't wait. I'll be there coming up tonight. Going to go to Georgia's after the game. So I'm really fired up like everybody else is. And I can't wait to be part of that crowd. And Kim Mulkey, we got a big story in the Chronicle today.
Yeah.
It's on our website, Texas Sports Nation and HoustonChronicle.com, about winning basketball in Waco. We sent one of our writers up there, Brent Zwerneman, who covers the Aggies.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, good, now you get to go where see where they play real college basketball.
Yeah, you know what? It's not really an argument to be made right now because the A&M men are struggling and the A&M women are okay, but they're not Lady Bears good. So, yeah, it's been a big week of basketball and a big month, really, and tomorrow should be special. So, John, safe travels up to Waco, and we'll come across you tomorrow. Hopefully you have a good time, and like you said, hopefully it's a good game, but we do appreciate it, and we'll talk to you soon.
Craig, thank you, and just remember, sick 'em.
Thank you so much. There is John McClain of the Houston Chronicle here with us on ESPN Central Texas. He'll be making his way up to the game tomorrow from Houston, so yeah, I bet George's is going to be popping. Texas Roadhouse is always crammed anyways. I think those are the two things that come to mind immediately, but I know just about every venue that's usually pretty pretty busy is going to be that much busier over the next couple nights.
Yeah, everything's going to be backed up. You're going to have at least an hour wait, probably.
Yeah, no doubt. So at Roadhouse, it means two, probably.
Yeah.
It means 2 hour wait. All right, thanks to John McClain for joining us. It's 12:48. We'll take a break right here, come back, and put a bow on the 12 o'clock hour. This ESPN Central Texas.
Recently on the John Morris Show,
Holly Rowe, ESPN, with us.
You know, I kind of thought back, and the very last time I did the Big 12 Big Monday game at Baylor men's basketball, the very next morning I went in for surgery. And I remember working that game and thinking, nobody here knows that I've got this cancer, I've got this big tumor, and I'm going in for surgery tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. as soon as I fly home to Salt Lake City. And I just remember thinking what a surreal night it was to work this game and be there. And then you fast forward 3 years, and here I am back again, and all these people have my back and are supporting me. And kind of all that fear and terror and everything I had been feeling kind of bubbled up within me that night. And I just realized, man, I've been in a hard battle. I've had a lot of really good support.
Wow.
And I'm grateful. I'm so grateful for all the good support I've had through this whole journey.
The John Morris Show, weekdays at 9 a.m. here on ESPN Central Texas.
We're celebrating President's Day at Allen Samuels, and celebrations and fun go hand in hand. It's the perfect time to have fun in a Fiat. And nothing is more fun than a new 2019 Fiat 124 Spider. The two-seater convertible classic Roadster is back, and we're dropping the top and dropping the price. Now just $22,990. Imagine you, a convertible, and the open road. So come on, let's do Italian. The President's Day event at Allen Samuels. Come by, let's be friends.
Ask for details. Need to get away from it all? Do it in a new 2019 Jeep Wrangler Sport from Allen Samuels. With $4,535 in Allen Samuels discounts and $2,000 in Southwest bonus cash, Wrangler is just $31,990. Military gets an additional $500 discount. Wrangler has tons of options, including three-piece hardtop and 7-inch radio group. And check out our incredible lease offer on new 2020 Gladiators. The President's Day event at Allen Samuels.
This has to be the slowest computer ever. Enter.
All it's doing is thinking. Man, this computer needs something.
You're right. Your computer does need something. It needs a turbo boost. Or, in computer terms, it needs a solid-state hard drive.
What are you talking about? What does that even mean?
Normal drives, they have platters that spin at several thousand RPM. They wear down, causing your computer to react slowly. They cause poor performance. Now, a solid-state hard drive has no moving parts, which creates top-quality performance for your computer that you can feel at a very reasonable price. Not to mention, the experts at Prompt Technology have over 50 years combined experience in computer and networking technology. For more on improving the performance of your computer, hit up Dow, my brother from another mother, and Josh and the rest of the pros at Prompt Technology at 254-296-9380. Also online at prompt-tech.com. Prompt Technology, located at 3217 Franklin Avenue at the stoplight. That's 32nd and Franklin Avenue at the stoplight. Prompt Technology.
It's a new year and it's time to fire up the grill, heat up the oven, or get that deep fryer going to enjoy the top quality products at Waco Custom Marketplace. Hi, this is David Smoke. And live crawfish season is here, so it's time to prepare, boil, and enjoy delicious crawfish, and give Waco Custom Marketplace a call to order your bag of their finest crawfish, available right now. Crawfish boil box includes 5 pounds of red bee potatoes, 30 corn cobettes, 5 pounds of sausage, and plenty of Louisiana boil seasoning. And make your order now for live crawfish and pick it up in time for the weekend. Let Waco Custom Marketplace be your one-stop shop for team gatherings, school functions, and fundraisers. And remember, the crawfish boil box includes red bee potatoes, corn cobettes, sausage, and plenty of Louisiana boil seasoning. Serving Waco restaurants and families since 1940, Waco Custom Marketplace, 425 Lake Air Drive, or WacoCustomMarketplace.com.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Steven Simcox with your ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update. Special discounted pricing for 2020 Baylor football season ticket renewals are available when you renew before March 5th. Learn more at BaylorBears.com/what's next. We have a full day of Baylor baseball and softball on our airwaves today. Baylor softball starts play in the Baylor Invitational this afternoon. They take on Tulsa, broadcast at 3:30. They will follow that contest with a matchup against Illinois. That broadcast starts at 5:45 with first pitch scheduled for 6. You can hear both games on 101.3 FM, your home for Baylor softball. Baylor baseball has won 3 in a row since dropping their opening game of the season. They open a weekend series with Oral Roberts. Broadcast starts at 6:10, first pitch at 6:30. You can hear that on ESPN Central Texas. And Baylor men's basketball is a huge matchup with Kansas in the Farrell Center tomorrow morning. That broadcast starts Saturday at 10:30, tip off at 11 o'clock, and it can also be heard right here on ESPN Central Texas.
Sports Center every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas.
Welcome back into UNR here on ESPN Central Texas. Putting a wrap on this 12 o'clock hour. We still got a couple of hours to go. Thanks to John McClain and Bill Jones for joining us here. Talk a little bit of NFL coming up to kick off this next hour. We'll also have the media session from yesterday with Freddie Gillespie and Jared Butler as they talked about this Kansas game. So we'll get some players' perspective on their excitement level and just the game itself, and they've been hearing constantly here as of late how much better Kansas has been since they lost to Baylor the first time, and I'm sure Kansas has heard nothing but how good Baylor is defensively and how this win streak that they're on. So, Garrett, I would imagine both teams are coming in here pretty motivated.
Yeah, I mean, there's no need for motivation. You got all the motivation you need. Everybody knows what to expect. Both teams have elevated their game since the first time around. So it's going to be interesting to see, you know, who makes the right adjustments at the right time, the momentum swings and everything. Baylor's crowd is really going to have to give them a home court advantage because they're going to need it. And, you know, John McClain touched on it. If it comes down to free throws, we've seen Baylor struggle. So they're definitely going to have to hit those, you know, in the clutch.
Yeah, the free throws are what really make me more nervous than anything as far as their ability to win that game tomorrow. Because those have been problematic at times and yet never so problematic that it's really cost them a game. You know, I mean, they've got the one loss on the entire year. And since then, they've had plenty of games where they haven't shot very well from the charity stripe and yet have still won every single time. But that is a game tomorrow where that could definitely come into play.
That's going to be weird from a Kansas aspect where they're coming into a game not the favorite, you know, not the outright favorite. And to be able to adjust that mindset, you know, I think that's going to be interesting to see. And that's definitely going to be something that Self has to look at, because he's not used from coaching, you know, from that point. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be interesting to see how they come in and approach this game.
Certainly a big one for both teams, big one for both coaches, and a big one for both programs. Just, you know, not only for tomorrow, but for the rest of this season. And then, you know, if you win a game like that tomorrow and you're Baylor, you know, Kansas has won a lot of games like this, but that's program changing. Mm-hmm. That's how you get better recruits. That's how you get more people ponying up money for facilities, is winning games like tomorrow. So, yeah, Scott Drew is in the driver's seat right now.
Yeah, and you don't want to be the school that has the opportunity for game day to come in twice and drop an egg on both games.
Yeah,
you
definitely think about that.
Definitely need to win this one.
Yeah, no, I didn't even think about that, but you're absolutely right about that. So, yeah, we will continue on talking. Got a couple hours still left to go about this basketball game. Would love your feedback on it as well. What's your prediction for tomorrow? Baylor and Kansas, number one versus number three, 254-662-1660. We'll come back. Have a little bit more on the NFL. Also give you an update from what's going on over at Getterman Stadium. That's where Q's at today, as Baylor softball is in action once again, this time with the Baylor Invitational. So Tulsa, Illinois, Texas State, Minnesota, a few teams in town. We'll update you on that as well. But we'll take a break right here. More coming your way. This is ESPN Central Texas.
Recently on You Make the Call.
Kim Mulkey with us on ESPN Central Texas. Have you ever at any time since the day you took the job at Baylor and Tom Stanton, have you ever at any time during the 20 years ever said what if?
I've always thanked God for unanswered prayers. When I started building this program, I cried every night, and I lived in a dormitory on campus that no longer exists and thought, what am I doing? And I came here really over principle, guys, over a five-year contract. Not many coaches would do that. I uprooted my family and brought them here and was welcomed with open arms, but I was still very afraid. I've never been a head coach, and then I'm taking over a program in a Power 5 conference that's at rock bottom. And all I knew to do was don't look back, roll your sleeves up, go find players that believe in you and will help you build this, hire the right coaches, and those three coaches I hired are still on my staff today.
You make the call on ESPN Central Texas.
This is Susan Kelly, and I am a Republican running for judge of the 19th District Court in McLennan County. I have handled thousands of criminal cases over my career as an appellate attorney, a prosecutor, and a defense attorney. This court presides over the most serious of criminal cases. Board certified in criminal law by the Texas Board of Legal Specialization, I know what it takes to apply the rule of law and command the courtroom. I ask you to choose the most serious lawyer for this most serious court, Susan Kelly.
This ad paid for by the Susan Kelly for District Judge campaign, Nancy Lacey, Treasurer.
You have a business or a school or a team that needs to put their logo on something? Then let the pros at Mallory Screen Printing and Embroidery do the job for you. They can customize your logo on t-shirts, caps, dress shirts, golf shirts, winter apparel, and more. Stickers for any occasion, banners and signs, large or small. See more at MalloryPrint.com or call 1-800-433-2220. For your next custom screen printing or embroidery, check out their full catalog at MalloryPrint.com.
I hate my job,
but I don't mind getting up in the morning.
I dread each day,
but I can't wait to get out of bed.
You ask me why,
and what I'll say to you is true. Well, you can get breakfast tacos at Rudy's Barbecue. Scrambled eggs and brisket, they ain't fooling around. Salsa drap, son, they're the best in town.
Barbecue for breakfast, yes, it's true.
Put a smile on your morning at Rudy's Barbecue.
Myatt Fuels. You call, we haul is a high-quality fuel and lubricant distribution company based out of Clifton and West. Myatt Fuels provides our local area with a wholesale delivery of on-road diesel, off-road, farm diesel, gasoline, and non-ethanol. Myatt Fuels has been in Central Texas for several years and based their success on the company's values, integrity, and commitment to their clients with superior service and dedication. Call Nick at Myatt Fuels with all your off-road, farm, on-road, and gasoline delivery needs. Now available non-ethanol gasoline. Call 675-8107 Myatt Fields, or look them up on Facebook.
Johnny Steaks and Barbecue in Salado proudly presents the Randy Rogers Band in concert with special guest William Beckman Saturday, March 21st. Gates open at 6.
Kiss me in the dark, roll me through the night. Hold me like you never let me go.
Get your tickets for the Randy Rogers Band online at johnnystakesandbbq.com. Tickets also available at Heights Lumber in Harker Heights and Small Cakes in Temple. $25 in advance, $30 day of the show. Reserve lawn seating is $40. All ages require a ticket, and the clear bag policy will be enforced. Don't miss the Randy Rogers Band with special guest William Beckman at Johnny Steaks and Barbecue in Salado, Saturday, March 21st.
We don't have to go anywhere.
Soon, Parker McCollum Friday, April 10th, and the Oak Ridge Boys Saturday, May 16th.
KRZI Waco, K256BW Waco, ESPN Central Texas.
3-2, and showtime.
Unnecessary Roughness is brought to you by Boozer's Jewelers Premier Diamonds and the Wedding Ring Store on the corner of Valley Mills and Lake Air in Waco. The 1 o'clock hour of Unnecessary Roughness is brought to you by Chapman's Bail Bonds.
Let's get it.
This is Unnecessary Roughness. Here's Craig Smoke and your boy Q.
And welcome into the 1 o'clock hour of UNR here on ESPN Central Texas. Craig Smoke with you. Your boy Q is out at Getterman Stadium this afternoon where the Baylor Invitational is ongoing. And we talked about that a little bit with him over the last couple of days. He's doing something like 37,000 softball games in the next 24 hours.
It's ridiculous. I don't know how he's doing it.
Something crazy. Well, I mean, I'm not throwing any shade at your boy Q. I wouldn't do that, especially while he's gone. But, I mean, he's just sitting there reading names off. he's not having to grind, like, you know, digging ditches. But I will say he's out there for a very long time. And as somebody who's done PA for a college, a triple header alone can wear on you, much less like 17 games in 24
that's
hours.
That's what I'm saying. It's like at some point you start going hoarse and everything, you know. It's
same names over and
exactly.
over. Yes. So that is a grind that he is on right now. And giving you a little bit of an update from that, Baylor's not in action just yet. The teams that have been brought in, and of course, Baylor winning the Getterman Classic last weekend by going 5-0, but they've got Tulsa, who will be their first opponent coming up here in about a little less than 3 hours from now if everything stays on time. Then they'll play Illinois later on this afternoon. And, of course, 101.3 FM, your home for Baylor softball, mm-hmm. but they got Tulsa and Illinois today back-to-back. Then tomorrow they'll play Texas State and Minnesota, who's ranked at number 17 in the country. And then they'll play Illinois a second time. And the whole bracket will, you know, wins, losses, everything like that. But that's what they've got set in stone as far as who they'll be facing over the next couple of days.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Didn't I see Minnesota got beat earlier by Texas State?
Last I had seen, and maybe Q said that in his
text. I think
text.
So.
Yeah, I know Minnesota's playing Tulsa right now. So it's 6-0 Minnesota as we stand right now. And going back to Q's text from earlier, where did that go? And now I can't suddenly find it.
Yeah, they beat them 3-2 in game one.
So Minnesota beat
Texas State beat Minnesota.
Oh, okay. Texas State beat Minnesota 3-1 in game number one. Yeah, I couldn't find that text all of a sudden. But Minnesota's playing right now for a second time. So they are leading 6-0 over Tulsa. So there you go. Hey, good win for Texas Southern. Shoot. Getting a big P5 win.
I wonder how much that goes into effect of those northern teams, you know, being able to get outside and get reps in. I'm sure they do things indoors. I'm sure they have indoor facilities. But, you know, I think that, you know, you see a lot of those teams, especially early on this time of year, they have to travel and travel often to avoid the weather.
Yeah, I think it has a big impact, you know, with Baylor playing Nebraska last week, and it didn't seem to have much of an effect in game one.
Yeah, no.
So that was a bloodbath. But, you know, then they settled in and won – 2 and 3. So, yeah, I think there's definitely an effect. I mean, those guys are still thawing out, and, mm-hmm. and there's still snow on the ground where they're playing. So to come down to Texas, even though we're complaining it's like, you know, 40 degrees on a couple of nights in a row, nothing like what they're dealing with. So I would imagine it probably takes them a little while to get going.
Yeah,
certainly. It's a good point there. So that is going on right now, and that's where Q will be all weekend long if you make your way on out to Getterman Stadium for any of these games. You've got plenty to choose from if you're a softball fan or just an athletics fan that wants something to do, and maybe you're not going to be able to make it on over to the Farrell Center for the basketball games or to any of the other events. And in the next segment, I'll actually run down how busy of a weekend this really is and maybe some of the things you might need to know for game day tomorrow.
I was thinking this morning, because, you know, the first game started at 9 this morning. I don't know what time they kick off tomorrow, But that could be a nightmare for everybody trying to get into that parking lot at one time.
You know, that's something that I've thought about this week is just how they're going to manage all the traffic. And, you know, University Parks is kind of dug up in certain spots right now because of 35 construction. So, yeah, man, if you're going to any of these events this weekend, whatever time you leave, leave earlier would be my advice to you, because I can just see University Parks right now. I've gone to a regular season Lady Bears game that had no bearing on any streak or championship or even being like a top opponent that everybody just has to come out and see, and have run into certain nights where it's just, I mean, forget about it. If you're not there 30 minutes early, then you're not getting in by tip off. And so I can only imagine what tomorrow will be like, because you do add in all those other sports. Baylor baseball's in town, Baylor softball's in town, Baylor basketball's in town. I'll run it all down, but yeah, you're right.
And then you have the regular people who, you know, flood Waco on the weekends anyway now, so yeah, it's going to be crazy.
Yeah, right across from 35, they're going to be all over Magnolia and all the little stores and everything, so yeah, it's going to be hopping in the town this weekend, and should be fun. I mean, this is what you want, right? This is the type of events that you want, and the type of events that are going to bring people into town, and so certainly many of those being offered over the next couple of days. And again, we'll run that down here in just a second. I didn't want to talk too much NFL in this segment. Normally we have Q's Cover 3, but I will touch on a couple of notes. Just not going to do it as official as he typically would, but we have talked a bit about the CBA today with both John McClain and Bill Jones. And basically, you know, Garrett, I don't know about you, I don't get too caught up in the money these guys are making because it's so ridiculous already. And I understand that they have, you know, more that they feel like they're deserving of, a piece of the pie needs to be larger, and I understand all those things, but, you know, when you got millionaires arguing with millionaires, I mean, you lose me. I don't know about you.
You do, and then also you'll see a big number on a football contract, and they're not getting that, you know, and a lot of people will get caught up on, they'll see a big $50 million or Dak needs $40 million. Well, that's not guaranteed.
You
got to look a little deeper into it, and yeah, you can get kind of tired of, you know, trying to focus on that.
Yes. So the basic gist of it is the playoff structure will be changed. Under the current proposal, you got seven teams from each conference that make it, and you've got the one bye per conference. I'm reading that wrong. Under the current CBA proposal, seven teams from each conference will make the playoffs, not the six.
Right.
And you would have just one team getting the bye versus the top two seeds getting byes. So that's a minor wrinkle, but it is a bonus team. That is maybe the Cowboys making the playoffs versus not making the playoffs this past year. And one less bye would be interesting as well. So what an advantage for whoever the number one seed is, and what even more motivation to be that number one seed, since number two won't even get you the first round bye anymore. So I kind of like that in a way. But yeah, the extra playoff team seems to be something that a few people are hung up on. Mm-hmm. And of course, the biggest change that will be upcoming due to this new CBA that's being talked about by everybody NFL-wise today would be the extra regular season game. 17 regular season games versus the 16 we've come to know and love.
I think it's crazy because in most aspects, less is more, you know, but the NFL has such a stranglehold on, you know, everything right now that they're able to add more and still have sustained success.
Yeah, it's all about the money ultimately, but they are the outlier versus other leagues. I mean, the NBA's got their 82 games, and there's tons of people out there that would love to see them shrink it down, like almost begging them to make it a shorter regular season. Baseball, that argument's been going on for years of, you don't need 162 games. Make it like 135. Shave off some games. So, yeah, in other leagues, you're talking about shortening seasons and how the regular season doesn't matter. And in the NFL, they somehow just found the way to make every regular season game meaningful, to the point to where you're talking about adding games and it really not having too much of a negative effect on the product. If anything, people get excited for it. So yeah, it's a big difference from what we see from MLB and the NBA right now.
My only thing with adding games is if I'm a player, if you're going to add games, then I want less Thursday night games and I want less overseas, but that's not going to happen because especially overseas games, because they're still trying to grab those markets and bring them in. So that's going to be interesting to see, because you already have the players complaining about the recovery, playing a Thursday night game and then going into a Sunday game. And it's just going to be interesting to see how that shakes out with them adding the 17th game.
Absolutely. So 17th regular season game, also an extra playoff team, and only one team getting a bye in each conference. So these are all pretty notable differences from what we've come to know over the last few years. Another notable change would be something that we talked about with Bill Jones that is Cowboys related as far as this offseason goes. And that would be that if this is all approved and goes in as a new CBA starting next year, teams would only be able to use one tag, whether that be the franchise tag or the transition tag, when that window opens here in about 4 days. So if you're looking at the Cowboys, that means that you had the option of being able to tag an Amari Cooper and tag a Dak Prescott, and now you'd have to make a choice, and you'd only be able to do one of those things. And certainly that changes your offseason structure and your plans and maybe what you were thinking of doing. So that would certainly have an effect on them. Also have effect on some other teams as well, of course. I know the Bucs and Titans in particular were brought up as teams that would be affected by this. But, yeah, that does make it what is already going to be a very interesting offseason in Dallas, that much more interesting if this is a choice they're going to have to make.
I think if that was the choice, that they would probably end up tagging Dak and then paying Amari, you just bring them in. Because that's kind of how it feels like with Dak. It seems like they're trying to take the philosophy that Washington took with Cousins, where you're just kind of making him gamble on himself and prove that he's worth the money. And it could either bite him in the butt or, you know, it could pay off.
Yeah, no, it's very interesting. I think this adds a different type of a wrinkle to the offseason, at least for the Cowboys in particular, that is going to be fascinating. So looking at it, the Cowboys on March 10th, using an example from Mike Fisher, could have placed the non-exclusive label on Dak and then put the transition tag on Amari. And after having done that here in the next couple of weeks, they could have just still been, you know, talking to the agents and trying to work out the new contracts for those guys. But now with this change, they can only, or the, it's now suddenly an urgency for everybody, whether it be Cooper and the Cowboys or Dak and the Cowboys. For the Cowboys in particular, they got to get one of these done prior to March 10th now, if this were to go into effect the way that it looks like it's going to go into effect. So if the CBA goes through, neither player signed, and the Cowboys only have one tag, then it would probably be Dak. To what you were saying, I would think it would have to be Dak that you would use that tag on, and then Amari would become a free agent. So he is suddenly out there for anybody to take. So yeah, if the CBA goes through and neither player is signed before March 10th, then you're looking at the one tag being available to use on one of those guys, but most likely Dak Prescott.
I think with Amari, if he is able to become a free agent, that you could bet on him. He's one of the rare players who understands finances outside of the game of football. He's set up with real estate. So I think you would look at him as somebody who would be willing to take less on a contract to stay with an organization he's comfortable with and enjoys than to chase the money and try to chase the title.
I agree. I think Dak needs to go get his payday. I could see him, too, being a guy that would shave off maybe a couple of million.
Right.
But, you know, it's always weird kind of talking about other people's money and how they deal with it. But Amari does strike me as a guy that would absolutely take less to be happy.
Yeah.
I mean, as much as he's made out of playing in a warm weather climate, not liking the cold and things like that, and as much as he's talked about loving Dallas, I would definitely, if I had to put some money on who would take less, I would put money on Amari Cooper.
And the big factor for me when I always look at contracts in sports is you got to take into the effect of state income tax.
Mm-hmm.
Texas does not have that. So, you know, I would rather stay in Dallas with an organization that's really going to take care of you and give you anything you want, you know, off the field, and not have to worry about that extra, you know, when it's time to pay in.
Absolutely. So you got the new CBA going on. You got now the Cowboys facing a decision that maybe they didn't think they were going to have to make. But now with this new CBA, they're going to look like they will probably have to make a decision of some sort on Amari Cooper and Dak Prescott if they can't get a deal done here in the next few days, which is always a possibility as well. I mean, that's maybe with this new sense of urgency, that's something they're able to kind of fast track and knock one of those deals out. I would think Amari would be the easier one as well in that scenario to also knock out. So that's something to definitely pay attention to. Also, a couple of other notes. This was very interesting. So Colorado, their job opened up, the Colorado Buffaloes, of course, their job opened up a few days ago, kind of out of nowhere, and all as a result of the Michigan State opening, kind of out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
So Mel Tucker, after 1 year at Colorado, leaves to go become the new head football coach at Michigan State. And Colorado now has been for the last few days looking for a new head coach. And what ultimately happens with any school when they open up is you look at names that have been attached previously, big name head coaches, depending on what school you're talking about. Obviously, if like Texas were to open up, you're looking at the biggest names.
Yes.
But you also look at alums and who maybe is connected. And so, Baylor, for example, you think of guys like Sean Bell or others. Mike Singletary was always thrown out there. But for Colorado, they seem to have a pretty good candidate from their alum ranks in Chiefs offensive coordinator Eric Bieniemy. And with him not getting, for some reason, a head coaching job this NFL offseason, and then Colorado suddenly having this opening, it was very curious to see if he would maybe make the leap back to college and have a head coaching job, or is he going to wait it out in the NFL? And, well, he's apparently made his decision, and Eric Bieniemy is going to continue to coach Patrick Mahomes and the Super Bowl champions as their offensive coordinator. He has withdrawn his name from consideration for the Colorado job, so that's a big alum turning down his alma mater, and they continue to search.
I think he's just in a better situation. If I was him, I totally get staying there and soaking up all the knowledge you can from Andy mm-hmm. Reid, and then you have the best, most dynamic offensive player to work with. Why would you go anywhere else? To me, this Colorado job is starting to shake up like Texas did before they got strong, where they had all these candidates they wanted, and they all got denied and denied, and they're going to end up settling on somebody that they just don't really want.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of how it's shaping up now at this point. With Bieniemy taking his name out, another name that they had interviewed was Steve Sarkisian, and he has apparently taken his name out as well. So Steve Sarkisian and Eric Bieniemy both saying no thank you to Colorado on any potential job offer, and they will now just continue to look and continue to interview. And we thought the Aranda hiring was a bit late and that was going to, cause some problems, and it kind of sort of did. They ended up doing just fine on signing day and everything like that. It wasn't too much trouble, but this is totally different because, shoot, man, by the time they make a hire, we're on February 21st. There's teams starting spring ball soon. Like, maybe not. I don't know when Colorado's date was, and they might not even have a date. I would be surprised if they do now at this point, but whatever that was, they're going to be pressed up against it because everybody's going to be started up within the next month. So that's very interesting and unfortunate timing for the Buffalo. So, quite frankly, Garrett, I don't feel too bad for ever since their Big 12 departure. I'm not going to feel too bad when things aren't necessarily going great for them. But,
I think that's crazy, too, because they are in a position where they could set up and recruit well, and they could the Pac-12 is down right now, so if you got the right guy in there, man, you could really make Colorado a power in the conference.
I think, ultimately made a really big mistake leaving the Big 12.
Yes, I would agree.
They have not been the same in any way, shape, or form since they left.
Missouri, too.
Missouri as well, but, they have more money now, and for some, that's fine, even if you're not as competitive, but, they were playing in a Big 12 title game right before they left. And then their first year, they played an SEC title game, and they haven't even sniffed it since.
Nope.
So that was basically a Big 12 Missouri that played in an SEC title game. And then once they became full-fledged SEC Missouri, they've been very, very forgettable for the most part. So, interesting there on the Colorado job. Who will be the one to step up and take that? But it will not be Chiefs offensive coordinator and alum Eric Bieniemy. It will also not be Steve Sarkisian, who's been with Alabama most recently. So who knows who it will be. But there's a few notes for you today out of the NFL and a little bit out of the college ranks, although tied in with the NFL in Bieniemy's case. It is 1:19. We'll take a break right here. If you're going to any games tomorrow, Baylor, you got a lot of options, and there's going to be a lot going on. We'll run all that down and also run down what you need to know ahead of college game day if you're planning on going to that tomorrow. This is ESPN Central Texas.
Nobody has a better selection of light and heavy-duty Ram pickup trucks than Cameron Autoplex, where they say it's always cheaper in Cameron.
This is a Fox 44 weather update. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike LaPointe. Mostly sunny skies today. It'll be dry and not as windy. Still a bit on the cool side, though, with a high of 52 degrees. Partly cloudy skies tonight. We drop to 34. And mostly sunny tomorrow. Just a little bit warmer with a high of 58. Join me every weeknight during Fox 44 News at 5:30 and 9 for your forecast first. Plus, check out fox44news.com for any changes in the weather.
When Republican Will Jones was elected, he made us a promise that he'd go to work every day to make county government more like a business. And that's exactly what he's done. By attacking waste, fraud, and abuse, consolidating offices, and applying best practices, Will Jones has saved taxpayers $18 million. $18 million! That ain't jump change. That's enough to buy every one of Chip and Joanna's fixer-uppers. Get your name on the side of a building at Baylor or feed a family of four at George's every day for 1,700 years. That's real money right there, and it's back in the pockets of taxpayers because of Republican Will Jones. He's also making sure our veterans get the services they need by authorizing a veterans court and helping to expand the Heart of Texas One Stop. You see, Will Jones doesn't make big promises he can't keep. He just tells you what he's going to do. Then he rolls up his sleeves and gets it done. Let's re-elect Commissioner Will Jones, the taxpayer's champion. Political ad paid for by the Will Jones Campaign.
Hey, it's Matt Mosley's show, brought to you by Jim Turner Chevrolet of McGregor, the official Chevy dealer of Baylor Athletics, your Central Texas Chevy truck headquarters. Visit us online at turnerchevy.com for the best deal on your new Chevrolet. Stop by and see all the new 2020 Silverado 1500s today.
A judge swears an oath to honor God and uphold our Constitution. And Republican Thomas West is prepared to take that oath. A constitutional conservative, Thomas West is board certified in criminal law and has over 120 jury trials under his belt. No other candidate even comes close. He's a deacon at First Woodway Baptist and conservative to the core. To learn more, visit thomaswestforjudge.com. This ad was paid for by the Thomas West Campaign in compliance with the Judicial Campaign Fairness Act.
Qualifications and rules apply. See Genco FCU for details.
Ask for Kasasa.
Warning, free Genco Kasasa checking may lead to a rise in disposable income due to cash back on everyday debit card purchases, refunds on ATM fees, and eliminations of so-called service fees. Increased satisfaction may result while operating your Genco debit card. If you suffer from chronic money loss, search for help at any Genco branch office. This has been a financial health advisory, courtesy of Genco FCU. It's like money medicine for your shopping habit.
Are you ready to become a homeowner? NeighborWorks Waco has been assisting Central Texans in the home buying process for the past 26 years, and they are ready to help you. Not enough money for a down payment or low credit scores? NeighborWorks Waco has programs to help you get the best loan. Plus, they make sure you know just what to look for in selecting that perfect home. Call 254-752-1647 or visit us online at nw-waco.org to get started. NeighborWorks Waco. Homeownership the right way.
Craig Smoke and Garrett Ross with you. Welcome back into UNR here on ESPN Central Texas. Tomorrow, a very, very big day for Baylor Athletics. A big weekend, matter of fact, for Baylor Athletics starting tonight and really underway already with the Baylor Invitational going on over at Getterman Stadium where your boy Q is. We made mention earlier, a couple games already in the books so far today, and looking for an update on you mentioned that Texas Southern had beat Minnesota, and Minnesota's back in action right now, but Baylor not coming up for another couple hours. There you go.
Mic on, professional.
Yes.
Minnesota has run-ruled Tulsa 11-0 right now.
Okay, so that game's now in the books as well. Minnesota 1-1 early on so far today with the loss to Texas Southern and now the bounce-back win, and Baylor at 3:45 later on this afternoon. So that is where your boy Q is, as I mentioned. Now, I'm going to run down the weekend schedules to let you know how much is really going on. But first, I want to talk about game day because, obviously, number one Baylor men, number three Kansas, Big 12 regular season championship implications, streak implications, all sorts of implications in this one. But College game day will be here, and we'll have a replay of our conversation with one of their analysts, Alfonso Ellis, coming up in about a half hour from now. But here's the lay of the land, Garrett, so that people don't show up tomorrow right, and they're like angry when something doesn't work out or whatever. And I know how that can be. You think you've got a ticket, I'll just show up to the event and I'll be good to go. But you know, any event nowadays, there's
yes,
security and things you can't do and signs and things like that. So here's the lay of the land for everybody that's going to the game tomorrow, is planning on going to college game day or to the game. You must have a game ticket to enter the Farrell Center tomorrow. So If you do not have a game ticket, you cannot go to College Game Day.
I mean, you know, that makes sense. Like we talked about with the game being immediately afterwards, you can't just hunt down everybody who doesn't have a ticket and get them to clear out.
There would be people without a ticket that were let in for game day that would then hide in like the AC vents until game time.
Absolutely.
And then popped out and are like, hey, go find a seat somewhere. So, yeah, it would be nearly impossible to take those who got in just for game day but didn't have tickets back out of the arena in time for tip-off. So, yeah, that's pretty clear. It's pretty well understood that you must have a game ticket to go to College Game Day tomorrow and get inside the Farrell Center. All ticketing, security, and the same clear bag policies they've been used to at all these athletic events, those will all be in place. So everything pretty much remains as is. General admission seats will be first come, first serve. For both the broadcast and the game, once doors open. So that goes for game day and the game itself.
That's going to look like the Baylor line. Like all the fans trying to scramble.
Who's going to be the one that gets trampled? There's always somebody that falls in the Baylor line. And then, you know, luckily, usually avoids some trampling, but maybe takes a couple of shoes to the side of the stomach or something. But, yeah, there's going to be some of that going on, definitely. So, yeah, general admission seats, first come, first serve for the broadcast of game day and the game itself. For staff and faculty, which I do think we have some of you that listen from time to time, there will be tickets available on game day at the Farrell Center ticket office, which will open at 8 a.m., which I'm sure you've probably been filled in on and school emails and things like that. So game day will get underway tomorrow at 10 a.m., and doors, as I mentioned, will open at 8:30 a.m., but 10 a.m. for the broadcast. It's a one-hour show. And we'll lead you right into tip-off. So you definitely, I would think, would want to get there by 10 o'clock for that game day broadcast. And just be in your seat, have your, especially if you're going to be general admission, to claim that. So, yeah, if you're general admission, I would think you'd really want to be there probably about 8:30 when those doors open.
Oh, at least. And, you know, you want to probably get there earlier just to try to be at the head of the line.
In the line, yeah. Yeah, you're right about that. So, yeah, you want to have a break in between, like with football college game day, where you can get like a couple of hours in before the broadcast. It's going to be straight on into the game itself. Now, if you were planning on bringing signs for college game day, you may bring your own signs, but it can't have anything derogatory or vulgar. Also, and this will hurt some of y'all's feelings, no political messages on your signs.
Uh-oh.
So, yeah, no. Smartest decision ever by ESPN is to not have any political signs. And not anti-politics, but just we know how dirty that can get. And signs, if they're a bit iffy or what have you, or you break those rules, can be removed by ESPN or Baylor. So just keep that in mind. No signs that have anything to do with sponsorships or .coms. So you can't put your website out there. You can't, you know, put like a company sponsor or whatever out there. Mm. They'll take that away. And also, you can't, if you have a sign and you're like, man, but I'm not going to be able to get there a little bit later, or I may end up in the back. How are people going to see my sign? Oh, I know what I'll do. I'll go take like a 2x4 or a broomstick or something, and I'll use that. Sorry, you're not going to be able to do that. Signs with poles, sticks, or other extensions, like a selfie extension, a selfie cam extension or whatever, can't have any of those. So none of that is allowed. So just straight up signs, and that is it. So that's basically the lay of the land as far as game day goes, as far as signage, what you can, cannot have on them, what you can bring those, but all the other policies, clear bag policies, things like that, remain intact. For parking, it is a sellout. And there will probably be some overflow, I would imagine, as well. Once the Farrell Center parking lot's full, fans will park at the East Campus parking garage, where they will have a shuttle for you. So just a heads up there if you're going to be late arriving. And I know that parking lot, it fills up quick. Yeah. And then, as we mentioned, we'll mention in a second with the schedule, there's going to have baseball, softball, maybe not going on right at that time, but they will have, I mean, softball will be going on. Baseball, I don't think, will be started until later.
Yeah,
but
it's like 2, I believe.
So, yeah, it'll be a little bit later. But, I mean, even then, it's going to be jam-packed. So, definitely keep that in mind. And if it gets full, you'll be over in East Campus parking. And I think that about does it for just, like, rules or things like that to keep in mind as you get ready for game day tomorrow.
I think it would be a perfect day to be like an Uber driver.
Oh, man. Yeah,
that's, you can make a killing.
Q brought that up yesterday. He said if you were somebody that normally drives over there, that might not be a bad idea to get an Uber. And I think Uber Waco drivers are listening going, heck yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We'd love to
take advantage of that.
Yeah, absolutely. So that is definitely an option for you out there if you so choose. And not a bad option at that. So, yeah, Uber's certainly something that you could do and probably would be a lot easier than having to park your own car.
Yeah, I mean, especially after the game, instead of avoiding the traffic, you know, getting caught up in the traffic, you could, like, walk down the road somewhere and meet them at Dairy Queen or something.
Yeah.
And burn out.
Yeah, no doubt. And, oh, I just saw this. Okay, well, we kind of knew it was the first school since 2015-16 to host College Game Day in the same school year. So they're just, okay, I thought it was something different. They're promoting that. Mm-hmm. It looks like they're going to have some foam fingers, or that's just part of the graphic.
Yeah.
But I'm sure there will be giveaway of some sort that's going on tomorrow.
I think they're giving those, yeah, they got those white T-shirts for that one section, and they're going to have, you
oh,
know,
yeah,
things
the white
going
out.
On.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right about that. So, yeah, if you're not going to have the first-come, first-serve white T-shirts, then you do want to be color-coded and have your white ready to go for the whiteout tomorrow. Now, running down this weekend schedule, folks, it's going to be a very busy next couple of days. Obviously, today, softball's in action. They will get underway against Tulsa at 3:45 and then Illinois at 6. So they're going to go back-to-back. You can catch that over on 101.3 FM. Tonight, Baylor baseball opens up 6:30 against Oral Roberts out at Baylor Ballpark. So that's the schedule for today. Tomorrow, 10 a.m., College Game Day. 11 a.m., Equestrian versus number 4 Fresno State. Equestrian currently number 9 in the country. Then at 11 a.m. as well, number 1 men's basketball and number 3 Kansas. Check this out. We're not nearly done. 1:30, men's tennis will be over at the Hurd Tennis Center taking on Omaha. So a very good men's tennis program will be in action. So you could go, that's 2.5 hours from tip to start. So, yeah, you could, in theory, easily watch the men's basketball game and then go over to tennis right afterwards. If not, you want to wait another half hour at 2 o'clock. Baylor baseball, back at it. Baylor Ballpark versus Oral Roberts at 2:30. Softball versus Texas State out of Getterman at 4. Number 2, Lady Bears versus Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. Softball, again, at 4:45 versus number 17, Minnesota. And then at 6, men's tennis, back at it again versus Grand Canyon. So, equestrian, men's hoops, women's hoops, tennis twice, baseball, softball twice. It's going to be a very busy Saturday.
I'm telling you, you could really roll up tonight in a camper and then just make a whole weekend out of it.
Absolutely.
And just walk
absolutely
around.
Could. And then, yeah, you could go all the way through Sunday, 11 a.m. on Sunday, softball versus Illinois. 1 p.m. on Sunday, women's tennis, who is now number 18 in the country. They'll be facing Northwestern, so both tennis programs in the top 25 at home this weekend. 1 o'clock as well on Sunday, baseball and their series finale against Oral Roberts. And then how about this? At 3 o'clock on Sunday, number 1 A&T will be in action against – and here's like a cherry on top of a weekend, folks, that maybe not a lot of people realize because they're caught up in basketball, but number 1 A&T, which is a fun sport to go out and watch in person, versus number 2 Oregon. That's on Sunday at 3 o'clock at the Farrell Center. So that's the former program of A&T head coach Felicia Mulkey. That's where she came from. And that's the one team that's probably got to hate Baylor more than anybody because their coach is winning national titles. And they've been number 2 like the last 3 years and can't get over the hump that is the Baylor Bears. So that's a heck of a way to end what is a jam-packed weekend.
And the tickets are only $1 and they're giving out Feed Mulkey bobbleheads.
Yeah, oh, that's right. They are giving out the bobbleheads. I knew about the tickets, but yeah, the bobbleheads is, Feed Mulkey bobbleheads on Sunday. So, man, that is a great way to wrap everything up. I mean, every single sport's in action this weekend and on campus, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And so, yeah, you could roll up like right now in a big RV camper.
Seriously, yeah.
Yeah, at Getterman and just have like 15 events over the next 2.5 days and then leave on Sunday afternoon and you would have had one heck of a weekend taking in all of that. So maybe somebody will do that.
I think it's a great idea.
I do too. You know, if I was just able to do something like that, there's not many weekends that are going to be shaping up better than the one that you've got in store over the next couple of days. So very cool to see such a jam-packed lineup. And even though it's technically getting started today with softball, I mean, starting Saturday, going through Sunday, it'll start with a number 1 basketball team and end with a number 1 A&T team. So that's pretty cool as well. Coming up next, speaking of number 1 basketball, a couple of players who have been a big part of that number 1 ranking, Freddie Gillespie and Jared Butler. Are we going to do that? Or did I have LaFonso at 2, right?
LaFonso's
okay,
at 2, yeah.
LaFonso Ellis is at 2. So Jared Butler and Freddie Gillespie. We'll get into those guys and hear what they have to say about this game coming up tomorrow. And we'll hear from them next as ESPN Central Texas.
Lady Bear Basketball, all season long with Bruce Eatson and Maggie Davis-Stinnett on ESPN Central Texas.
The second-ranked Lady Bears back home in the Farrell Center Saturday hosting Oklahoma. 3:30 for the countdown to tip-off. 4 p.m. tip-off Saturday.
Join Maggie Davis-Stinnett and the voice of the Lady Bears, Bruce Eatson, for Baylor Women's Basketball right here on ESPN Central Texas.
Need to get away from it all? Do it in a new 2019 Jeep Wrangler Sport from Allen Samuels. With $4,535 in Allen Samuels discounts and $2,000 in Southwest bonus cash, Wrangler is just $31,990. Military gets an additional $500 discount. Wrangler has tons of options, including 3-piece hardtop and 7-inch radio group. And check out our incredible lease offer on new 2020 Gladiators, the President's Day event at Allen Samuels.
This may be a tough choice. Will it be Jeep or Journey? Allen Samuels has them for only $16,990 during the big President's Day event. The all-new 2019 Jeep Renegade Latitude, America's hottest subcompact SUV, just $16,990. Or pick a new 2019 Dodge Journey midsize crossover with third-row seating, also just $16,990. Hey, flip a coin. Come by and save now at Waco's most trusted dealer, Allen Samuels.
Ask for details.
I hate my job,
but I don't mind getting up in the morning.
I dread each day,
but I can't wait to get out of bed.
You ask me why,
and what I'll say to you is true. Well, you can get breakfast tacos at Rudy's Barbecue. Scrambled eggs and brisket, they ain't fooling around. Salsa draft, son, they're the best in town.
Barbecue for breakfast, yes, it's true.
Put a smile on your morning at Rudy's Barbecue.
Baylor football fans, now is the time to order your reserve parking and tailgate spaces for the 2020 Baylor football season. Brazos Parking, locally owned and operated, is located at 1400 Martin Luther King Boulevard across from McLean Stadium and is home for the best tailgating in Waco. Go to BrazosParking.com to learn about all the great amenities, including friendly customer service, site map, and easy reservation system. Remember, BrazosParking.com, that's B-R-A-Z-O-S Parking.com, to reserve your game day destination.
Southwest Sports Medicine and Orthopedics, the team physicians of Baylor Athletics. Our doctors specialize in the diagnosis and treatment of any and all sports-related injuries. Celebrating over a decade of service to Central Texas, our doctors are equipped to handle a wide range of issues, whether it's your foot or ankle, your hand or wrist, knee and shoulder pain, or you're in need of our arthritis and total joint clinic. Trust the doctors that Baylor trusts. Southwest Sports Medicine and Orthopedics. Our goal is to get you back in the game.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Paul Catalina with your ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update. Number one Baylor is less than 24 hours away from a major battle with third-ranked Kansas in the Farrell Center on Saturday. Scott Drew says the Jayhawks are even better than the first time the Bears saw them.
Some teams tend to get better, or some teams, because of injuries or illnesses, suspensions, they taper off. And I think Kansas is definitely one of those teams that's gotten better. You watch them play, and they're in a situation where offensively and defensively they're executing at a high rate. Coach Self's teams are never going to beat themselves, and they're always going to have talented players. When any team's at their best is when they know exactly the roles of everybody, and it looks like they've really settled in on who's doing what and how.
That game tips at 11 a.m. Saturday, right here on your flagship for Baylor Athletics, ESPN Central Texas.
Sports Center every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas.
So we just ran down what an incredibly, incredibly busy weekend it will be on Baylor's campus with like nearly 20 events over the next 2.5 days. And some of those ongoing right now with the Baylor Invitational currently underway, baseball later tonight, A&T, men's and women's basketball, all that good stuff. But the big game, and they're all, you know, big in their own respective ways. Like, I think that A&T contest, number one Baylor, number two Oregon, it will be really interesting, a really interesting way to close out the weekend. But it's about number one Baylor men's basketball. That's the result that I think everybody's going to be the most invested in. And tomorrow, College Game Day, we've run down all the rules and things that you got to take into account and go into that. But for the players got to be locked in, and focus on nothing but Kansas, not on game day, not on various events, just Kansas. And being focused and looking at just the next opponent is a big part of why this Baylor men's basketball team has been able to go on the stretch that they have been. And yesterday, in their final discussions before the game coming up tomorrow, a couple of players, Freddie Gillespie and Jared Butler, spoke to the media, and here's what they had to say.
Freddie, a lot of hoopla surrounding this game. What are you thinking? What are you expecting from the atmosphere?
The crowd's going to be electric. I think I've gotten more ticket requests for this game than I have in my 3 years at Baylor. So that's always cool. So, I mean, we still get the same amount, but I got to tell more people no. It's going to be electric doing the whiteout. It's cool to play Kansas at home. Might not be like the fog, but we'll see if we can get pretty close.
Freddie, what's it like having College Game Day here twice in the same year for two different sports and being part of, basketball?
It's great. When they got the first College Game Day here, I was like, maybe cool if we could get that for one of our games. It's kind of like how all the students came out. It's really cool. I think, football had a lot of success this year, and it's kind of spread over to basketball. So the students are excited, the city's excited, and of course we're excited.
Jared, does Kansas look different at all from the first time you played them? Since they've gone more guarding, going four guards more of the time?
Yeah, I watched them maybe like 1.5 times after we played them. And I think the guys on the team were growing up, like Moss and Braun, I think. But, I think they're kind of the same, similar actions, but I think they're growing up a little bit.
Jared, is this the kind of game you kind of live for as a college athlete?
No, 100%. I remember the first time we played Kansas, it was like on Channel 4, CBS, and everybody and their mom was going to be watching. So, this is another game, blockbuster, SC, big-time TV, I think. It's fun. But it's also just another game.
For both of y'all, you win 23 in a row, Big 12 record, but y'all didn't have any kind of crazy celebrations or anything like that after the game. Could you speak to that in terms of that approach?
I think we just kind of have a one game at a time mentality. So we don't take anything we do for granted. Any win we get, we're always appreciative. We always thank God for it. We understand the hard work it takes to win any game in this conference, whether it's Kansas or whoever. We understand that there's always one more. It's always next, and we have larger goals. So we kind of keep our eye on our future goals in the bigger picture.
Yeah, and I think it's good for us to not get too high, not get too low. And we are definitely appreciated. Like you said, we appreciate all the wins, but we understand that there's another storm coming, and we gotta manage the storm and be able to be level-headed and everything.
Jared, can you talk about your overall time here? Your freshman year, having some of the guys like Makai and King being able to lead you along the way to kind of get you ready for the season and this huge game with College Game Day being here.
I just want to big shout out, big thanks to Makai, King, Jake Lindsay, just those guys who set the foundation, welcomed me with open arms, and gave me like a really good, step in the door. They opened the door for me, and especially Jake Lindsay, really shout out to him. And Baylor's just a great place, man, a place where you can grow and meet great people. And I think it's only our job to play well.
Jared, you said it's just another game.
Mm-hmm.
Can you make this just another game with everything that's going on and knowing that if you win, you're two games up on them?
Yeah, I guess that's a big deal. You put it like that, but at the same, it's just another game. It's just another competitive game, and I think it's hard. It's hard for us to do that, especially with there's a little more people in this room right now than any other game. But when I'm going into it, I'm thinking we got to win the game. We got to beat a tougher team. Get Freddie involved, and that's
thanks,
it.
Thanks, Sharon.
Freddie, yeah. Same thing. Can you make it just another game?
I think for me personally, when the ball is tipped, all the outside noise kind of goes away. Leading up to this, it's kind of hard to tell yourself it's just another game just because of all the hype and fanfare. When the cameras are gone, our preparation still the same. We're still going to do the same thing, our nutrition, our weightlifting, our film, all that we're going to do with the same focus and intensity that we always do. And so when we go out there, we'll be ready.
Right, what kind of challenges as a Boofy? What kind of challenges
do you have? I think he's just pretty physically imposing. That alone, a guy with that type of size and strength is always going to give you a lot of challenge. But also just The way that he's kind of just improved his game throughout the conference, I mean, I've had a chance to watch a couple more Kansas games, and, you know, I mean, his shot blocking ability, that's the anchor of their defense, and then his ability to finish at the rim through contact. I mean, a lot of times, you know, he might miss free throws, but I mean, it's after those are N1 attempts. He's going for the three-point play. So just things like that, and he plays great with the dots, and those two, their chemistry only gets stronger and stronger every game they play, it seems like. But, you know, I think it's just about rhythm. You know, you take any play out the rhythm. That's how you try to stop them. So, but we're going to talk with the coaches, look at the film today, and put together a game plan, or see the game plan they put together, and see what we can do.
Guys, this is for both of you. We're from Dallas, Texas, and even in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, more and more people are starting to lock in on Baylor. How much does it mean to both of you to know that even outside of Waco, the entire state is starting to rally around you guys?
I think it's good. I think that just our platform to, you know, share what's God done in our lives, and the type of people we are, and you know, just what good basketball looks like, and what a team that plays with joy, and what great people, and what people who are not supposed to be here that are here, what they're doing. And I think it's just an inspirational story to impact people, and you know, just to make a good name for Baylor and the Baylor culture, and build Baylor's brand. And I think that's what it means.
Yeah, Jared kind of covered the Baylor and faith aspect of it, so I'll cover kind of the teammates part of it. I think just seeing these guys and how hard they work, I'm just happy for them because they deserve it. When I see, you know, Mark, he plays hard, so when I see people talking about him on social media or whatever, the news, you know, he deserves it. He, like, worked on his diet over the summer, lifting, slimming down, becoming even more athletic than he already is. You know, I saw Maceo tirelessly shooting shots. I saw, you know, Jared in the gym, Davion, Devontae, all these people just working as hard as they can to improve their craft. So for me, I'm just happy that, you know, their hard work is paying off and they're being recognized, and it's really good to see.
Across your journey and your career here, how crucial has Coach Drew been?
I mean, yeah, I think, you know, the head coach is kind of the face of the program, so everything kind of starts with him, I mean. But I think just the fact that him and the other coaches assembled this team together, you know, every time I walk in the locker room, now that it's getting towards the end, I, like, kind of will have a moment where I'll just kind of reflect in, like, a mid-conversation and be like, man, I'm going to, like, really miss you guys, like, when I'm laughing with them. When we're out there playing and, you know, the game's winding down and I see the crowd cheering from the road, I see the crowd leaving, I'm like, man, it's a really good bunch of guys. And, you know, we didn't know each other coming into this. I mean, did you know me?
No.
So we didn't. All right, so we didn't know each other coming into this, but, you know, the coaches knew us and they assembled this and they put us all together and they told us that if we all bought in that this could work, and so far it's worked. So that's the part that Coach Drew and the rest of our coaches has played in that.
So, Freddie, on those ticket requests, was that the past 3 years combined?
Oh, yes, the past 3 years combined, yeah. I've had random people on campus saying, hey, you're Freddie, right? I said, I'm him, yeah. They're like, can you get a ticket? I'm like, maybe about 8 weeks late on that request.
So there you go. There is Freddie Gillespie and Jarrett Butler from Baylor Basketball and their last media session before tomorrow's big showdown with number 3 Kansas. And yeah, kind of crazy to think that Freddie Gillespie is going to be moving on here pretty soon. What a career he's carved out for himself, though, and his story now is well documented, the move from D3 to now being a big part of the number 1 team in the country.
He's one of those special players that will always have no matter how his career turns out or what he ends up doing, he'll always have something available for him at Baylor.
Oh, yeah, I would think so. He's got just big smile, big personality, and also is one heck of a player as well. And one of only 3 seniors on this team, him and Devontae Bandu, and also Oba Mokiki, who's not a scholarship guy, but is as important of a cog as mm-hmm. anybody behind the scenes as far as being a practice player and just doing all of the things, providing the energy and things like that. Scott Drew talked about that a bit in his conversation with You Make the Call earlier this week. So, yeah, those will be the 3 seniors. And so for them, I would think even more importance on tomorrow just because It's probably the biggest game they'll play in for the rest of their careers. I mean, depending on what happens in the postseason, obviously. But, there was Gillespie and the sophomore and Jared Butler, who I saw in a recent NBA mock draft was a second rounder. I don't remember even where it was from, but I remember that coming across my screen. And so it'll be interesting to see, you know, what happens with him. But he's been playing better as of late offensively. And certainly, I mean, whoever wants to step up tomorrow, welcome to step up and help counteract this talent on the Jayhawks side of things. So
this is definitely going to be one of those games where you can't have somebody with an off night, which, you know, they've won still, like, with having, say, Butler has the off night and then Bandu will pick it up or something. Mm-hmm. But you're going to have everybody firing on all cylinders.
Yeah, absolutely. No bad night. It can be... a bad night can be overcome if it's a player here or there, but yeah, you really need everybody to bring their A game and not to have too much of a slip up anywhere. So yeah, Jared Butler shooting struggles, hopefully those are a bit behind him, and hopefully their free throw troubles as a team are behind them as well, because that's definitely something I'm monitoring going into tomorrow's game. It's 10 till 2. Take a break right here, come back, and have more for you. This ESPN Central Texas.
Recently on You Make the Call.
Kim Mulkey with us on ESPN Central Texas. Have you ever at any time since the day you took the job at Baylor and Tom Stanton, have you ever at any time during the 20 years ever said what if?
I've always thanked God for unanswered prayers. When I started building this program, I cried every night, and I lived in a dormitory on campus that no longer exists and thought, what am I doing? And I came here really over principle, guys, over a 5-year contract. Not many coaches would do that. I uprooted my family and brought them here and was welcomed with open arms, but I was still very afraid. I've never been a head coach, and then I'm taking over a program in a Power 5 conference that's at rock bottom. And all I knew to do was don't look back, roll your sleeves up, go find players that believe in you and will help you build this, hire the right coaches, and those three coaches I hired are still on my staff today.
You Make the Call on ESPN Central Texas.
Hey guys, what month is it?
What's your favorite month?
What's your favorite month?
Chuck month. Chuck
month. What month is that?
Chuck month is that? That's Sequoia Family Ford. Come save on our full line of trucks and SUVs, including the F-Series and the all-new Ford Escape.
Don't miss Truck Month going on now at Sequoia Family Ford, where our family makes the difference.
Hi, my name is Amanda Cunningham. I am a local realtor that has a passion for people. I've helped clients buy and sell over 80 homes in 2019 and would love to help you buy or sell that perfect home. You deserve to get top dollar for your home. Listing with an experienced agent that specializes in not only promoting your home, but helping you get your home buyer ready is key. I have a team of people around me that make what I do each day possible. If you are searching for that perfect home, your experience should be pleasant and stress-free. Call me today. I want to meet you. 254-495-0338. Google Amanda Cunningham Realtor with Coldwell Banker Apex to find my website, Facebook, and more.
Make America shine again with the new Ram Jeep or Dodge from Cameron Autoplex in Cameron, Texas. The President's Day sales event is going on now. Only during the month of February can you get President's Day event pricing, like 20% off MSRP and around 1500 SLT Warlock Edition, a super cool truck, or 5000 off the all-new Jeep Gladiator Sport, a pickup with no equal. Honor the presence and yourself by checking out the great selection at Cameron Autoplex, where it's always cheaper in Cameron.
At Marksman, we know firearms. Whether you're looking for long-range shooting, tactical, or specialized gear, the only place to go is Marksman Firearms in Killeen, located at 2103 South WS Young Drive. Buy, sell, or trade. When it comes to guns, ammo, and accessories, nobody comes close. So head on over to Marksman Firearms in Killeen, open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. For more information, visit MarksmanFirearms.com.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Paul Catalina with your ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update. Number one Baylor is less than 24 hours away from a major battle with third-ranked Kansas in the Farrell Center on Saturday. Scott Drew says the Jayhawks are even better than the first time the Bears saw them.
Some teams tend to get better, or some teams, because of injuries or illnesses, suspensions, they taper off. And I think Kansas is definitely one of those teams that's gotten better. You watch them play, and they're in a situation where offensively and defensively they're executing at a high rate. Coach Self's teams are never going to beat themselves, and they're always going to have talented players. When any team's at their best is when they know exactly the roles of everybody, and it looks like they've really settled in on who's doing what and how.
That game tips at 11 a.m. Saturday, right here on your flagship for Baylor Athletics, ESPN Central Texas.
SportsCenter every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas.
Welcome back in to UNR. We got an hour to go, and I'm just thinking about how we're going to talk about all we need to talk about. We're going to have a bit of a replay. I really enjoyed our conversation a couple of days ago with LaFonso Ellis of College Game Day. He's got some really good insight. He does a great job on that broadcast each week, and we'll have a replay of that coming up here in just a few minutes from now. But meanwhile, keeping you updated on some of the things going on, the Baylor Invitational, the in-between games right now, after Minnesota just got the run rule victory, and I would think that the next game is about to start up at this point.
Yeah.
Because they've been done now for not quite an hour, but getting pretty close to it. So that continues to roll on along again. Baylor will be in action around 3:45, but Minnesota run rule Tulsa 11-0. So now it'll be Texas State and Illinois, probably right about right now, like I said.
Texas State's in a good position. They have opportunity to knock off two Big Ten teams.
Yeah, that'd be a big deal for them. And that's a I still liked it when it was called Southwest Texas
I do
State
too.
Better.
Yeah.
I had a lot of people. I'm going to go to Southwest. I'm going to go to Southwest. Go down to San Marcos. And yeah, I don't know. It lost some of its luster when they changed the name to Texas State.
I agree with that.
Yeah. So maybe that's just an age thing.
Probably.
Because probably now people are so used to being Texas State. But yeah, like late 90s-ish.
Southwest.
Go down to Southwest. Yeah, no doubt. So a busy weekend for Baylor, as I've run down already, and busy in general as well with the NBA returning fully tonight. Everybody who didn't get back to it last night is going to be playing tonight. You got the Mavs, and they'll be in action over the next couple of nights. Spurs will be back as well. Rockets, of course, played last night. But one event I do want to make mention of as well that I'm very keen on seeing the result of, and hopefully seeing some, if not all of, is not for everybody. But it is something that should be pretty entertaining. That's Deontay Wilder versus Tyson Fury, the rematch coming up tomorrow night. And for the longest time, as a guy who's into combat sports, love the UFC, obviously, I do like boxing a lot. But I've had waning interest in it over the years and never have been a big Mayweather fan, although respect his game, his style and all that, just not a huge fan of his. But they had a void in the heavyweight division for a really long time. And, yeah, you had your Holyfields and your Foremans. But then once you got past those guys, it really went through a drought, quite frankly. Eventually the Klitschko brothers. But there's nothing – or has not been in a very, very long time anything like the talent level right now in the heavyweight division in boxing, which is great to see because heavyweights are really – those are the big, big, big money makers if you can get the right guys. And I think right now boxing's got the right guys and certainly – you got kind of like the three-headed monster going on. But Wilder Fury are two of those three. Anthony Joshua obviously regained his belt after the embarrassing out-of-nowhere loss. So he's a part of that mix as well. But, yeah, Wilder Fury 2 tomorrow.
I'm excited for it. I'm more of a – I would rather watch boxing than any other combat sport personally. I don't know. I just remember growing up and – we would always get those pay-per-view fights, those big Tyson fights and Lennox Lewis and stuff. And it was just what it was. And I think this matchup, you're right, there's something special about having two legit heavyweights going at it that can bring in the casual fan. And that's what you really need for boxing to restore its pulse, you know, across the platform. And, yeah, this is the first fight was fantastic, and I think we can expect – pretty much the same this go around.
Yeah, I would hope so. I would think so. I don't see how it's going to not live up to the hype unless there's just like a really quick knockout of some sort. But with these two big dudes, I mean, it's certainly a possibility, but also not very likely that we'll see that early, like, oh my gosh, I paid for this kind of UFC Jose Aldo Conor McGregor type of moment. No, you better dig in and get ready because I think these two are going to go a few rounds. And man, they went at each other the first go-round as well, leading to this rematch because there's not really a clear winner at this point because it was, you know, split the first time around on, and even afterwards, like even after everybody had time to review the fights, and you still had, nah, I think Fury took it, nah, I think Wilder took it. So tomorrow night, hopefully we have a clear winner too. That hopefully not only a great fight, but clear cut, here's the dude, here's the man.
And it's hard to see, you know, especially in boxing when you have somebody go down like Fury did. Most of the time that Wilder would get that fight, but you know, Fury just came back and laid it on him, and so for him to make up that was, you know, shows how good of a fighter he really is.
Oh yeah, he's been through a lot. All these guys, I mean, reached this level have interesting life stories. Tyson Fury's is particularly interesting. Yeah. His battles with addiction, just being a gypsy, and like all these different things. But yeah, that was an incredible fight the last time around, because it did look like it was over, and Fury made it interesting, and that 12th round was unbelievable, and just hopefully they can live up to that, and again have just a clear, like, this dude definitely won,
right,
and let's move on to what the next big prize fight will be. So yeah, that'll be tomorrow night.
I'm thinking we were talking about this earlier, I think Wilder will get him in eight, probably knock him out in about the eighth round.
I think Wilder as well, yeah, and I think it'll be a knockout. Eight seems like that'd be about right, about in the ballpark. But yeah, if I had to pick, which we do give predictions on this show, but if I had to pick, yeah, I'm going with Wilder to take it tomorrow night. All right, let's get on to hour number three. We'll hear from LaFonso Ellis of College Game Day. A little replay of that combo. He has some good stuff to say about the game coming up tomorrow. It's ESPN Central Texas.
The Bears play here. ESPN Central Texas.
The Bears welcome in Oral Roberts for a three-game series at Baylor Ballpark this weekend. Games Friday at 6:30, Saturday at 3, and Sunday at 1.
Baylor Baseball, all season long with Derek Smith and Steve Jonigan, here on the home of the Bears, ESPN Central Texas.
When Republican Will Jones was elected, he made us a promise that he'd go to work every day to make county government more like a business. And that's exactly what he's done. By attacking waste, fraud, and abuse, consolidating offices, and applying best practices, Will Jones has saved taxpayers $18 million. $18 million! That ain't jump change. That's enough to buy every one of Chip and Joanna's fixer-uppers. Get your name on the side of a building at Baylor, or feed a family of four at George's every day for 1,700 years. That's real money right there, and it's back in the pockets of taxpayers because of Republican Will Jones. He's also making sure our veterans get the services they need by authorizing a veterans court and helping to expand the Heart of Texas One Stop. You see, Will Jones doesn't make big promises he can't keep. He just tells you what he's going to do. Then he rolls up his sleeves and gets it done. Let's re-elect Commissioner Will Jones, the taxpayer's champion. Political ad paid for by the Will Jones campaign.
Hey, it's Matt Mosley's show, brought to you by Jim Turner Chevrolet of McGregor, the official Chevy dealer of Baylor Athletics, your Central Texas Chevy truck headquarters. Visit us online at turnerchevy.com for the best deal on your new Chevrolet. Stop by and see all the new 2020 Silverado 1500 today.
A judge swears an oath to honor God and uphold our Constitution. And Republican Thomas West is prepared to take that oath. A constitutional conservative, Thomas West is board certified in criminal law and has over 120 jury trials under his belt. No other candidate even comes close. He's a deacon at First Woodway Baptist and conservative to the core. To learn more, visit thomaswestforjudge.com. This ad was paid for by the Thomas West Campaign in compliance with the Judicial Campaign Fairness Act.
Qualifications and rules apply. See Genco FCU for details.
Ask for Kasasa.
Warning, free Genco Kasasa checking may lead to a rise in disposable income due to cash back on everyday debit card purchases, refunds on ATM fees, and eliminations of so-called service fees. Increased satisfaction may result while operating your Genco debit card. If you suffer from chronic money loss, search for help at any Genco branch office. This has been a financial health advisory, courtesy of Genco FCU. It's like money medicine for your shopping habit.
Are you ready to become a homeowner? NeighborWorks Waco has been assisting Central Texans in the home buying process for the past 26 years, and they are ready to help you. Not enough money for a down payment or low credit scores? NeighborWorks Waco has programs to help you get the best loan. Plus, they make sure you know just what to look for in selecting that perfect home. Call 254-752-1647 or visit us online at nw-waco.org to get started. NeighborWorks Waco. Homeownership the right way.
KRZI Waco, K256BW Waco, ESPN Central Texas. Unnecessary Roughness is brought to you by Boozer's Jewelers Premier Diamonds and the Wedding Ring Store on the corner of Valley Mills at Lake Air in Waco. The 2 o'clock hour of Unnecessary Roughness is brought to you by Wings Pizza and Things in Temple.
Let's roll!
Live from the Petty Clinic Low T Studio, this is Unnecessary Roughness. Here's Craig Smoke and your boy Q.
Welcome into the 2 o'clock hour of UNR here on ESPN Central Texas. Craig Smoke and Garrett Ross with you this afternoon. Stephen Simcox is in Atlanta, Georgia, visiting a college buddy. And tomorrow night, going to see Luka Doncic and the Mavs against the Hawks. And your boy Q's out at Getterman Stadium for the Baylor Invitational, which is ongoing. And we've kept you updated on a little bit. Baylor softball themselves, the hosts, will get into action coming up today at 3:45. But we spent a lot of time talking about the big weekend that is on campus, all of the different events going on, especially talking about the basketball game tomorrow between number one Baylor and number three Kansas. College game day in town for it. And one of their analysts, LaFonso Ellis, and all of their analysts really joined us, Garrett, throughout the week. I think we had like the caterers were on at some point or another from college game day. But we had we ran the gamut on every show that we have, from J-Mo to Mosley to us to You Make the Call. And for us on this show, we got the opportunity just a day or two ago to talk to LaFonso Ellis, and he was so good that we want to play it for you twice. So here he is, a little preview for tomorrow's game between Baylor and KU. College game day is LaFonso Ellis. Baylor, one of the few schools to ever have both football and basketball game days within the same calendar year, and to talk a bit about Saturday's festivities, but particularly about the game, why we're all going to be showing up on Saturday. Baylor versus Kansas, number one versus number three. LaFonso Ellis of College Game Day and ESPN joins us now on the phone lines. And LaFonso, we appreciate the time this afternoon. What Scott Drew and his crew have done, when did you really start to take maybe notice of, oh man, this is not just a good team, but this is a number one team in the country type of team? When did they really get on your radar, LaFonso, and just what have you made of their run up to this point?
Yeah, I'd say they were on my – first of all, thanks for having me on the show. I appreciate it. They were on my radar really early in December, and part of that was, you know, what Scott Drew has done wasn't unfamiliar to me because, of course, when Tristan Clark got hurt last year, he went to that small ball lineup, and that served them well for several games, but then, of course, weren't able to advance deep into the NCAA tournament. So you bring those guys back, and he's essentially changed his philosophy in terms of, you know, they used to have long athletic wings and bigs on the interior and somewhat play inside out. But he changed that now, and he's four guards around one big, if you will. I consider Mark Vidal to be actually a guard and not a big at 6'5". And then he changed his defensive philosophy as well. He's gone from a 1-1-3 zone to a man defense, and that's worked out really well for him. But the connectedness that they have on the defensive end, and I know everyone talks about it, but literally when one guy looks like – first of all, they do a great job of keeping you out of the lane off the dribble. And when you do get into the lane off the dribble, they do a great job of not over-helping and over-rotating. And it helps to have a guy like Mark Boyle that when it's in short shot clock situations, who he can actually switch off on the guard and keep that guard from getting in the lane. So you combine that with how lethal – that quartet of guards led by Jared Butler can be. Now you have an efficient offensive team, but a terrific defensive team as well. And not to mention how good Freddie Gillespie's been. And I think that's one of the best stories in all of college basketball. Kid has gone from a Division III school and having an impact on the number one team in the country. A lot of great stories with regard to the Baylor Bears.
Mark Vidal, a guy you mentioned a couple times, he doesn't fill up the stat sheet, but a lot of things he does, you know, that they couldn't win if he wasn't doing them. Just how important, how big of a key to this cog has Mark Vidal been so far this year for the Baylor Bears?
Well, he's been huge. Whenever you have a situation where the thrust of your team on the offensive end is your backcourt or your guard play, you have to have some bigs who are willing to play more of a role. and Mark Vidal, Freddie Gillespie. They do a terrific job of staying in the road. They screen really well to allow those guards to get open. They get on that offensive glass. They run the floor hard. They defend their position well. And again, in short shot clock situations, coming from an NBA background, your bigs have to be able to switch with maybe 6 seconds on the clock and be able to keep a guard from getting into the lane and make them take a contested jump shot. And so when you talk about that and all the intangibles, that's what makes Mark Vidal, pun intended, so vital to this Baylor Bears team.
With these two teams and how well they defend LaFonso, is a lot of this going to come down to on Saturday kind of who can make big-time individual plays on offense and make tough contested shots?
Yeah, that's a great question. My experience has been, even at the NBA level, when you have two teams that are equal in talent, it kind of comes down to who's going to make the fewest mistakes. And if you think back to the game that they had at Kansas, if I remember correctly, Baylor went into the halftime with a 13-point lead, but they forced as – Kansas tried to take advantage of Udoka Azubuike on the interior. Baylor's perimeter defense in terms of making those entry passes difficult, and then Mark Vidal coming over to help on the backside forced Kansas into 10 first-half turnovers, and Baylor was able to score 14 points off of those turnovers. So obviously going into the halftime with a 13-point lead, that was really the difference in that game.
LaFonso Ellis of ESPN's College Game Day. They'll be in town on Saturday for number one Baylor versus number three Kansas. He's with us here on ESPN Central Texas. And LaFonso, Kansas has done nothing but win since that Baylor game. And they've won pretty convincingly in a lot of those contests, had their fair share of big victories over teams like Texas Tech. Just what have you seen from them? Not having to regroup after a loss, LaFonso, obviously, but just since that Baylor game, what have you seen from Bill Self and the Jayhawks?
Well, they've had different guys really step up and play well for them. You know, a guy that doesn't shoot the basketball well from the perimeter, but stepped up and knocked down six threes in their game 2 games ago. Marcus Garrett, who, in my opinion, is one of the most valuable players on that Kansas team because of his versatility on the defensive end. He could really guard 1 through 4, especially teams that play smaller lineups at the 4 spot. And on the offensive end, he can allow Devon Dotson to play off of the basketball because he's really good handling it off the dribble, good in pick-and-roll situations, and he's the best passing guard of all of the guards that Kansas has on their roster. So, you know, this team is deep across the front line. They're huge. Devon Dotson, the leading scorer in the Big 12, is difficult to deal with, especially if you allow him to get out in transition, get to his right hand in the half court. He's so fast, and then when you bring a guy over, he, even though he's only about 6 feet tall, he's so strong through his chest and shoulders, he's able to take contact and finish through that contact at the rim. And so this is a very balanced offensive attack that Kansas has, and like Baylor, they're one of the top defensive teams in the nation.
Baylor's been at that number one spot for 5 weeks now, but before them, I mean, it was a rotating door at that number one spot. How would you describe college basketball in general this season?
Yeah, in general, I think it's just been very exciting because you never know who's going to beat whom, and the separation that typically happens at the 1st of December didn't happen, which is why we saw so many number ones go down. And then all of a sudden you get a team that's good on the defensive end, good on the offensive end, and they're able to maintain that number one spot for 5 weeks. But I think it's been an entertaining year of basketball, especially with regard to how many different teams. I think we have legitimately 9 to 10 teams that can win the national title this year. And so I think that adds to the excitement, especially as we get closer and closer to March Madness.
I know Devon Dotson was banged up in that first matchup. If you recall that game, LaFonso, do you feel like Baylor was doing anything, you know, special defensively to kind of hold him under double digits in that game, or was it just the factor of him being kind of injured and not at 100%?
Yeah, but we have to look back at what happened in the first half, because remember, he didn't really get injured. He got injured, I think, at the 55-second mark in the first half. And so I know I've heard kind of a lot of people say, yeah, but if Devon Dotson would have been injured, then it would have been a different outcome. And I'm saying, wait, for 19 minutes in the first half, Baylor was up 13 points when he got his injury. And so I thought Baylor did a really nice job of being physical with the perimeter players of Kansas, making it difficult for them to make those entry passes, because Kansas is at their best when they go four guards around one big. And, of course, they try to get you to help out on the perimeter, allowing your big to play one-on-one with Azubuike on the inside, and he's so good at sealing both up the lane and sealing down that it makes it really difficult for any five-man to guard him on the interior. But I thought Baylor did a great job of showing high hands, making those passes a bit more difficult, and it really forced, as I said earlier, Kansas into a lot of turnovers early, many of them trying to feed Azubuike in the post. I don't think they did anything differently necessarily. I just think that was a small microcosm of what Baylor's defense, especially their perimeter defense, has been all year long.
LaFonso, you played college basketball. You're a Notre Dame guy. How hard is it to win 23 games in a row in college basketball?
Are you serious? It's extremely difficult to win 23 straight games, and the reason is somewhere along the line you have a weak link in the chain, right? Somebody who's going to be disappointed with the minutes that they're thought they should be getting, someone who maybe is dealing with some familial issues off the floor. And so far, that's what's been so remarkable about this run with Baylor. They have shown I've seen not even a hint of disarray with this team. They seem to really enjoy playing with each other. One of the knocks on them is because they're so balanced throughout their guards, in the last 4 minutes of the game, do they have someone who can be a go-to player for them? And I think it's been clear with Maceo Teague being out with injury, Jared Butler can carry them with 4 minutes to go in the game. So all of that said, I think it's quite remarkable what they've been able to do over a 23-game period. We look over to Kentucky, and we see Louisville, a team that really has all the weapons to be able to win a national title, and their best player decides to go AWOL for two games because he's having some issues, had to come off the bench, and you've just not seen any, like I said, no hint of that with Baylor. And I think that's remarkable, especially when you're dealing with college-age kids these days.
I know you talk
all the pressures that they're under.
I know you talked about Coach Scott Drew earlier in this interview, but how have you just seen him change his coaching style, change who he was, and evolve? And that's what it's all about, is evolving as a coach.
Yeah, he's a stud. I think he is the most under-recognized and underappreciated coach in all of college basketball. Yeah, people forget that program was in shambles when he took that thing over 17 years ago. And I think after the first two or three years of a little bit of hardship, all he's done is win and send several guys to the NBA. And I think he showed his brilliance. To me, you have two. You do one of two things. You either recruit to your style, or you take a look, you take a step back and go, wow, these aren't the same kind of players that I've had in the past. So now I have to adjust my system. And I think he's shown his brilliance already, being able to adjust his system when Tristan Clark went down with his injury last year to go more of a four guard around one big. And he's continued that this year, and that's allowed them to be able to run up to the number one ranking in the country with a legit chance to win the national title.
Well, Saturday should be a lot of fun. It is sold out. It's been sold out. There's tickets going for thousands on StubHub.
Are you serious?
Oh yeah, LaFonso. There's a lot.
Wow.
There's a lot of people trying to get. If you know, I've seen it break the $1,000 mark for some general admission style tickets. There's several that are. Yeah, like $850 for general admission. So yeah, people are
for one ticket.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, pretty crazy. Yeah, pretty crazy.
Crazy.
Yeah, so it'll be jam-packed when you guys are here this weekend. I know a lot of people are very excited, and we're very excited to have talked to you today as well. Thanks so much for your insight, and welcome to Waco here in a couple of days, and we do appreciate your time.
It'll be my first time there. I'm really excited about it. Thank you guys for having me on.
So there you go. There is LaFonso Ellis of College Game Day. He'll be a part of that broadcast tomorrow starting at 10 a.m. inside the Farrell Center. And we've run down all of the signs that are, you know, allowed or not allowed and the things that you can have. But one thing to keep in mind if you're planning on going to College Game Day tomorrow at 10 a.m. is you must have a ticket to get into the Farrell Center because they can't usher you back out. So keep that in mind. If you don't have a ticket and you were planning on going, well, you better find a ticket. So, yeah, just want to remind everybody one more time about that. But thanks to LaFonso. Should be cool to see him and the rest of the crew out there tomorrow, Garrett. We saw the football college game day not too long ago, and now basketball college game day back for the first time in a few years. And not often that schools get the double dip, but that's where we are right now. And very excited that Scott Drew is getting this moment, this kind of spotlight. It's very well deserved.
Yeah, he's definitely earned it. And when you look at everything he's done in his career and everything he's had to overcome, this moment just feels like it's been building to now.
It does. It does feel like he's kind of gotten over a hump of sorts, and it's kind of just now all out there in front of him. And it's been awesome to see. It'll be awesome to see that atmosphere tomorrow, starting at 10 a.m. for College Game Day. It's 2:19. We'll take a break right here. This is ESPN Central Texas.
There's a reason customers drive from all over Texas to buy a Ram pickup truck from Cameron Autoplex, where they say it's always cheaper in Cameron.
This is a Fox 44 weather update. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike LaPointe. Mostly sunny skies today. It'll be dry and not as windy. Still a bit on the cool side, though, with a high of 52 degrees. Partly cloudy skies tonight. We drop to 34. And mostly sunny tomorrow. Just a little bit warmer with a high of 58. Join me every weeknight during Fox 44 News at 5:30 and 9 for your forecast first. Plus, check out fox44news.com for any changes in the weather.
At Allen Samuels, we say that if George Washington were alive today, he'd haul away that cherry tree he chopped down in a new Ram. More towing, incredible style, and back-to-back Motor Trend Truck of the Year. And Honest Abe, why he wouldn't wait 4 score and 7 years for a new Jeep Gladiator. It's 100% truck and 100% SUV. Get big savings during the Allen Samuels President's Day event. No executive orders needed, because Allen Samuels is your friend in the car business.
This may be a tough choice. Will it be Jeep or Journey? Allen Samuels has them for only $16,990 during the big President's Day event. The all-new 2019 Jeep Renegade Latitude, America's hottest subcompact SUV, just $16,990. Or pick a new 2019 Dodge Journey midsize crossover with third-row seating, also just $16,990. Hey, flip a coin. Come by and save now at Waco's most trusted dealer, Allen Samuels.
Ask for details.
Hello again, everyone. It's Jason Miller with Syntex Rehab in Harker Heights and in Belton. And today I want to talk to those of you who are age 50 and older. Often when we get to the age of 50, our backs start to remind us that we aren't in our 20s anymore, and doing the things that we love to do can be harder to do. Back pain can get in the way of everything, from your work to your golf game to even getting a good night's sleep. But what is the first thing that we often do? We go straight for the pain pills. But what do those do? They mask the pain for a little while, and sometimes they don't even do that. You don't have to just live with it. Go to my website at syntexrehab.com and download my free report, 9 Easy Ways to End Back Pain and Stiffness Without Painkillers. That's syntexrehab.com, and you can click on the download that's directly below my welcome video. If you have any questions at all, you can chat with me directly on the website. But be sure to download the free report, 9 Easy Ways to End Back Pain and Stiffness Without Painkillers, at syntexrehab.com. Don't let back pain keep you out of doing the things that you like.
Okay, so what's the most important part about your house? Nope, it's not that bar or the theater room with that sound system. Think about it. The most important thing is your roof. It has to withstand all that Mother Nature can throw your way, so it makes sense to have the best. McAdams & Sons Roofing is your first choice when it comes to protecting that valuable asset. Experienced professionals using only the best materials. So for new construction, re-roofs, repairs, or remodels, for composition and metal roofs, think McAdams & Sons Roofing first. And now McAdams & Sons Roofing is installing seamless gutters to give your home a bright new look and added value. McAdams & Sons Roofing will come out and take a look at your roof and handle all the insurance process for you. Don't let any fly-by-night company look at your roof. Let a real professional you trust do the work. Put McAdams & Sons over 40 years experience to work for you. Check it out at McAdamsRoofing.com. That's McAdamsRoofing.com. Or give them a call today at 254-799-2949, because you don't want a kid with your house's lid.
In Texas, sports heroes become legends, and the Texas Sports Hall of Fame invites you to join us March 28th in Waco to honor the class of 2020 presented by Texas Farm Bureau Insurance. Meet Heisman winner Robert Griffin III, soccer star Clint Dempsey, All-Star third baseman Adrian Beltre, and Olympic medalist Michelle Carter. Banquet sponsors include Lacey Lakeview, HEB, Tall City Exploration, the University of Texas, and the Texas Rangers. Call 800-567-9561 for tickets. Welcome back into UNR here on ESPN Central Texas. 2:23 is the time. In a little over 30 minutes from now, we'll have David Smoke in studio with us. We're running with a skeleton crew today, folks. I mean, really and truly, Garrett is doing the Iron Man producing session today.
Yeah, been running the gauntlet.
When did you start?
Oh, man, I got here at 7 this morning, and I'll leave about 9:30 tonight after baseball.
That's a long day. That's a long day. So, yeah, he's producing every single show, and, I mean, it's enough of a weight to produce, like, back-to-back shows over the course of, you know, 4 or 5 hours. But to run the gamut, I know Steven did it recently as well, and props to you, man,
for
doing that. But, yeah, we're running with a bit of a skeleton crew because, as I made mention, Steven and Q are gone. Paul's gone today as well, so it's just us two and Smokey.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the sports department today with a pretty big game coming up tomorrow that we've been talking a lot about. Also coming up tomorrow, we may mention Wilder Fury, the rematch tomorrow night, all the stuff going on Baylor's campus, and, I mean, not to mention all the other college basketball and everything like that, but the XFL will also have their third weekend starting tomorrow with a couple of games. The Roughnecks out of Houston will be taking on the Tampa Bay Vipers, and the Dallas Renegades will be taking on the Seattle Dragons. Both those games are tomorrow, so a Texas doubleheader in store for XFL in week 3.
I watched every XFL game the initial weekend. Okay. I was at home, wasn't feeling great, just had nothing, you know, I was interested. It's something new, you want to see it. And then last week I was up here and I watched, I put on the Defenders game, and I probably tuned into it like twice. So I think it's ran its course with
me already.
And I think a lot of people are going to feel the same way. And I think John McClain touched on it already, but he nailed it perfectly. The offensive line play and the terrible quarterback play is going to be the doom of that league.
You know, in watching Baylor a couple years ago, or even last year at times, like when the offense was struggle, and it was struggle due in part to the offensive line couldn't block, or Charlie just wasn't playing all that well. You know, he has a game like that every now and again. I realized how frustrating it is to see, like, a really good defense, but with an offense, and I know you as an LSU fan lived that for a really long time up until last year, but you got to have some offense. Like, defensive football's fun, but if every team in the league's just good defensively because the offenses are so bad league-wide, that's a problem.
Yeah, and when your best quarterback in that league is the one that I've seen have the most success is, and I don't even remember his name, is the guy
Walker.
From Houston. Walker,
yeah. P.J. Walker.
And, you know, he seems like a perfect fit for that league. He's elusive. He can move. He's still young. Mm-hmm. Whereas, you know, the Defenders quarterback.
The Defenders, I don't know. But Landry Jones.
Not Landry Jones, but the one that played at Ohio State.
Right. Oh yeah, Cardale Jones.
Cardale Jones. Yeah. He's just immobile. I mean, he's too big and sits in the pocket, and when you have no time, they're gonna, you know, crash down on his lower body, so he's not able to do much. And there's just really no quarterback star power there.
There's really not. And the fact that you couldn't remember Cardale Jones, I think, says a lot.
Exactly.
Because if you were to say, like, who's the the Patriots is probably the worst example. Everybody knows Tom Brady, but you know, I mean, name any team in the league, really. And you could probably name not only their starter, but whoever the backup is, and maybe even their third stringer. Mm-hmm. But in the XFL, it's like, who's the starter of one of these handful of teams? And you have to think about it for a second.
And I've seen a lot, like, just tuning in here and there. There's already teams who have rotated two or three quarterbacks. I think after the first week, one of those teams fired their defensive coordinator after the first week. So They're definitely up against it.
They really are. Now, their ratings in week 2, obviously there was a bit of a dip, as you would expect, but still drawn, you know, in some cases for their Saturday game. That was Tampa Bay-Seattle over 2 million. And then Seattle-Houston on Sunday on FS1 had about 1.3 million. Mm-hmm. So those are healthy numbers. Those are pretty good. And I do believe that in comparison to the AAF's second week, they're doing much better. XFL News Hub is a site out there that's dedicated to just covering the XFL. And so the overall ratings on ABC averaged 2.262 million in week 2, with a peak at 3.381 million. Compared to week 2 of last year's Alliance of American Football, the AAF in week 2 saw 1.2 0.02 million viewers on TNT and fewer than 500,000 on the NFL Network. So they are far and above ratings wise what the AAF was drawing in.
And they've gotten fans. Like when you'll see the camera scan or whatever in the games, they've got people bought in. I think the Seattle had like a group of 5 dudes that were dressed up in dragon costumes, you know. And
Seattle's a good sports market.
They are. They really are. And I think that, you know, they go all out now because the Sonics were taken away from them. Mm-hmm. So they realized if we don't, you know, go all in, then we're not going to have this team for very long.
Yeah.
And then I think the other highlight was in one of the games, they had the beer cup snake going through the stands.
Oh, yeah.
So you get little quirks like that. It's kind of like got a minor league baseball vibe to it.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So you get that.
That's fun. They do a really good job with their soccer team up there. I mean, really with all their teams, but I know with soccer they really jam out that stadium. And it's the Seattle crowd, I think of them now, and I think of maybe the biggest amount of heat and booze I've ever seen a pro wrestler draw was like a year or two ago. This wrestler by the name of Elias in the WWE is doing an in-ring segment, and they were in Seattle. And I forget what, like, the delivery to it was, but basically the punchline, the payoff to it was, not Seattle, but Oklahoma City. Now, there's a great town, and just the rain of boos from the Seattle faithful over this Sonics jab. I mean, dude, it literally went on for, like, 2.5 minutes. There was no interruption of just...
Right.
Booze raining down. Like, they still are very hurt by that.
And I'm not surprised, because we went up there over the summer, and, I've never been in a city where there were so many rude people.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I could definitely see them. If you take a jab at them losing the Sonics or something, that them really letting you know about
it. Oh, yeah. It hurts. It's still a sore spot for them, and now they're going to have an NHL team, so there's at least another, which is funny because now the only thing missing is an NBA team.
Exactly.
So one thing they don't have, and it was like the one thing, and they've had the Mariners and the Seahawks, but that was like their thing, and now it's the one thing that they don't have at this point. But, yeah, that's a really good market. XFL certainly trending a lot better than the AAF did at this time, and we've made mention of some of the Big 12 players or Baylor players that have been involved. I'll be honest with you, I've not kept tabs on like really too many individuals or anything like that. So, you know, I'll pay attention, maybe watch a few minutes here and there, but I'm kind of okay with, you know, not being a diehard and just kind of hoping that there are enough diehards out there to keep it floating.
Right.
So when people that are more casual like me want to pop in and pop out, we have that option, and it's there. It's just I don't feel like I have to pay as close attention as I do the NFL.
Yeah, and I totally agree. And I think you're going to see where it really stands over the next couple weeks as, you know, other sports, especially in March.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, but they did I think the most intelligent thing that they did with that league was the TV contracts that they got. Because they got some excellent, you know, they're with ESPN, ABC, and everything, and they got top tier broadcasters and everything. So from that aspect, they got the foundations for it to be successful.
They really, and I've said this a few times, and Q can kind of sometimes like eye roll me a little bit because he's so in love with the NFL that, like, I don't think I think in some kind of roundabout way, like, he almost feels sort of threatened when a new league pops up. Like, they're no danger. Like, the XFL is never going to compete with the NFL. If anything, they'll be their minor league one day, which I think is what needs to happen,
right, actually.
But they are much better set up than any of these other leagues that we've come across over the years. And so I feel like with their TV deals and with just the McMahon backing and guys like Oliver Luck in charge and making decisions that they really didn't just throw this all together, kind of like how it felt the first time. And it's like, oh, this be wonky and different. They've been smart in their approach. And I think it's good to see that these ratings are still pretty healthy in week two. Now, with the AAF, they saw a drastic drop off after that first weekend. So the XFL has avoided that, but maybe that comes for them in week three. I mean, that's the thing. You got to just pay attention on a week to week basis, but their week two is certainly, much, much healthier.
I'm going to be interested to see when you have, like, your first big-time college player. Like for instance, when Cam Newton was at Florida and the whole laptop incident, and he just bounces, you know, has to go to Blinn. Like, when are you going to have that big-time player that is forced to, like, a JUCO or, you know, something and said, you know what, I'm going to bypass this, and I'm going to go ahead and try my get it in the professional league with the XFL and see that. Or somebody like Jet Duffy, whose transcript will not allow him to get into a school. Well, this is a way for you to, you know, show that you can possibly make it to the NFL. So go that route.
Yeah, no, I haven't thought about him at all, but that's a guy that I would definitely think would be in store for maybe an XFL opportunity versus, sitting out on the sidelines for a year and then waiting on the NFL draft. I just looked up because I hadn't thought about Duffy in a little while, and I don't see anything that's updated on him. So what's he going to do? I mean,
I don't know.
There's got to be a lower level school, I would think, that's like a Central Michigan, some Central Michigan fan, like lower level, randomly listening in, or just a directional school,
right?
That you would think would take him in. But I mean, he's been turned down by Tulane, and there was the other school, whatever he had applied to, that was a directional school that I now I'm confusing with other directional schools. But yeah, I mean, he's gonna have to get in somewhere, you would think, or maybe he does go the XFL route. I don't know.
I mean, you would think, because for whatever's on his transcript, it's gotta be pretty bad to get turned down twice.
Mm-hmm.
So that might be your only option at this point if you want to keep your career going.
I do know this on Jet Duffy, and I didn't realize it when I watched this video earlier. He is working out because he was at APEC up in Fort Worth working out with Patrick Mahomes and Dez Bryant earlier today. That's been making the rounds. Mahomes throwing to Dez out at their indoor facility, and I didn't realize, attention, but Duffy's the one hiking the ball to Patrick Mahomes. So that's where Duffy is, I guess, as he awaits where he may go play college ball next. Dez in the XFL. Dez won't lower himself
right
to the XFL, but he should, and it would be great if he did.
Antonio Brown.
Antonio Brown's the name that's been talked about a lot, and I mean, as crazy as he is or as concussed as he is, whatever's led to his kind of meltdown over the last couple of years, whatever the case may be, he would, I think, be smart to show that he's changed and he can just go play football. And the XFL, as risky as he may be, and I would be worried about the risk with him, it's pretty much worth it because, I mean, look, if he doesn't pan out, then you just cut him and he really has no options anymore. You would think maybe he would realize, like, this is my one chance to get back in the NFL is go ball out in the XFL.
Yeah, but, and then, like you mentioned a while ago, though, the key thing with players like that is ego. Are you going to let your ego stand in the way of it?
And I seem to remember with the AAF, like, Dez wouldn't resign himself to that. But, again, I do feel the XFL is a bit different, just more professional. Seems like it's well established to be around for a little while. And if it can do that, it would certainly be made better by a Dez Bryant and Antonio Brown, a Jet Duffy if he can't go to college next year. You throw those three names in the ring for next season, and that's already a couple games that I'll make sure and watch to see what those guys do.
Exactly, but even still, you're going to have to find those type of players to fit in that line, because it don't matter if you have Antonio Brown or Dez out there, if the quarterback don't got time to get on the ball, it's irrelevant.
Yep, they have got to find some offensive linemen somehow or another. But there will be a couple of games tomorrow coming up for the XFL, now entering its third week. Again, Houston versus Tampa Bay tomorrow at 1 o'clock, and then the Renegades out of Dallas. Drew Gaelitz of Baylor's on that team versus the Seattle Dragons. That will be a 4 o'clock kick tomorrow. And then on Sunday, you'll have the New York Guardians and St. Louis Battlehawks at 2 o'clock on ESPN. And then at 5 o'clock on FS1, the DC Defenders and the LA Wildcats. And the LA Wildcats team with Sean Oakman and Ahmad Dixon and also Jalen McClendon. So there's your XFL weekend, and they've still got a ways to go. They go to week 10 before they get into the playoffs. So here we are in week number 3. We'll be very interesting to see what kind of the reaction and then the ratings are for this go round. It's 236. Now 37. We will take a break right here. This is ESPN Central Texas.
Recently on the John Morris Show.
Holly Rowe, ESPN with us.
And I kind of thought back, and the very last time I did the Big 12 Big Monday game at Baylor men's basketball, the very next morning I went in for surgery. And I remember working that game and thinking, nobody here knows that I've got this cancer, I've got this big tumor, and I'm going in for surgery tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. as soon as I fly home to Salt Lake City. And I just remember thinking what a surreal night it was to work this game and be there. And then you fast forward 3 years, and here I am back again, and all these people have my back and are supporting me. And kind of all that fear and terror and everything I had been feeling kind of bubbled up within me that night. And I just realized, man, I've been in a hard battle. I've had a lot of really good support.
Wow.
And I'm grateful. I'm so grateful for all the good support I've had through this whole journey.
The John Morris Show, weekdays at 9 a.m. here on ESPN Central Texas.
You can have the most beautiful backyard with gorgeous landscaping, perhaps a hot tub or pool and a deck, but that view can be ruined without a fence from Pinnacle Fence and Supply. Pinnacle Fence can customize what you need: privacy fencing, chain link, ornamental iron, and even fence repairs on what you already own, or temporary fencing for commercial or residential needs. Pinnacle Fence provides various lengths of warranty on gates or fencing, especially during the wonderful but sometimes odd weather in Central Texas. Let us complete your backyard haven. Pinnacle Fence, 133 North 1st Street in Hewitt, or at PinFence.com.
It's Matt Mosley's show, brought to you by Jim Turner Chevrolet of McGregor, the official Chevy dealer of Baylor Athletics, your Central Texas Chevy truck headquarters. Visit us online at turnerchevy.com for the best deal on your new Chevrolet. Stop by and see all the new 2020 Silverado 1500s today.
The Waco Hippodrome has great shows. A Robin Williams comedy tribute with David Bourne on February 20th. The Paul Brock Band is bringing high-powered Irish music to the Hippodrome on February 26th. Plus, don't miss their one-of-a-kind Beatles tribute, Beatlemania 64, on March 6th. Be sure to catch a movie. Birds of Prey and Sonic are playing right now. Tickets at WacoHippodromeTheater.com. Try the Raleigh Diner for lunch. Their $10 lunch special includes a select entree, two sides, a dessert, and a drink.
Have you been tagged yet again in an engagement ring photo? Are hints being dropped all around you? Rest assured, D'Amore Fine Jewelers has been rescuing men seeking the perfect ring for over 25 years. Come in with a picture of her dream ring and we'll make it a reality. With our 5-year financing, custom design team, and selection of diamonds, we'll make the whole process fun and enjoyable. D'Amore Fine Jewelers on West Waco Drive.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Paul Catalina with your ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update, brought to you by Slavosic Sausage in West. Number one Baylor hosts third-ranked Kansas Saturday, and with college game day in town, there are more eyes on the game than normal. Freddie Gillespie says that when the game starts, that all melts away.
I think for me personally, like when the ball is tipped, you know, kind of all the outside noise kind of goes away. And leading up to this, it's kind of hard to tell yourself it's just another game just because of all the hype and fanfare. But like I said, I mean, but the cameras are gone. Our preparation still the same. You know, we're still going to do the same thing, our nutrition, our weightlifting, our film, all that we're going to do with the same focus and intensity that we always do. So when we go out there, we'll be ready.
Pre-game begins Saturday at 10:30 right here on your flagship for Baylor Athletics, ESPN Central Texas.
Sports Center every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas.
Welcome back into UNR here on ESPN Central Texas. David Smoke will be along in a few minutes to let us know what's coming up on You Make the Call. And didn't realize this until just a couple of moments ago, but he's actually going to be out on the road even with the skeleton crew. The Waco Coaches Convention, Garrett, this weekend as well. One event we have not mentioned of all the events that are going on. I saw somebody who's over on campus saying Waco's buzzing right now or starting to buzz right now. I think by tonight we'll definitely feel the energy throughout the city, but I'm kind of feeling it a little bit already, and you can sense it as well. But, yeah, there's also a big high school coaches convention, and the headliner, one Art Briles back in Waco, but it's kind of gone under the radar because I didn't know of it until a couple days ago.
Right.
But maybe that was intentional of to not promote it too heavily ahead of time. I don't know. But, yeah, there's thankfully not too much discussion about that and more about just all the activity going on.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised about the buzz not being, you know, more so people focused on trying to get out there, get coverage of it. But I think it's good. I think it's good for both parties. I think Baylor has finally just moved on. They're winning and everybody's focused on that. And I think Briles is, you know, being able to come into Waco and be able to breathe, you know, it's going to be good for him to just get back to doing what he loves to do, which is, you know, talk football.
Yeah, just go out there and talk X's and O's. So I think that'll be healthy for him, healthy for those coaches. I mean, they're obviously going to be picking the brain of a guy with a great football mind. Yeah. There's no questioning that whatsoever. So I would imagine they'll get some good benefit out of it, and I'm sure it'll be healthy for his soul as well. But yeah, that was something that kind of flew under the radar a little bit. So that's where Smokey will be this afternoon. And I know that Shane Anderson over at Connolly is a speaker, and there's a few others. Rodney Webb, I think, is a speaker, and it looks like a pretty good lineup from what I saw.
Yeah, Yume definitely got you know, the, some top tier coaches to come out, which is, it's good. And, you know, I think it's been long overdue for Waco to have their own coaches clinic, because you hear about the big ones across the state, but to be able to have one here, it's going to be nice. And I didn't realize until Coach Yume was on and was talking about it, that he played for Browse. So that mm-hmm. that's where that connection comes from. And that's pretty awesome.
Yeah. They go way back and are, you know, it was setting up pretty nicely too. Yume took the midway job. Yeah. Browse was still the coach at Baylor, and so that would probably be cool to have those guys kind of within earshot of each other, and then obviously it all fell apart.
Right.
But, Jeff Yume putting together a pretty solid lineup. So Art Briles headlining today, and don't know if Smokey will have a chance. I'm sure he'll bump into him and be able to talk to him, but I'm not sure what he's got planned for the show itself, so that'll be interesting to hear.
Yeah.
Who else was on there? Shane Anderson, Rodney Webb, Art Briles.
I'm trying to remember if Hank Carter was...
Yeah, from Lake Travis.
Lake Travis. I think he was there. I
think he might have been on there as well. Yeah, so that's a really, really good lineup. So, my gosh, man, what else can go on this weekend? What else can we add to the the plate? Does Chris Allman have, like, a wrestling show going on somewhere?
He probably does.
Saturday night at the Waco Convention Center that we can promote as well? My gosh. One thing that we did not play Scott Drew's media session. One thing that you kind of made mention of earlier, and it'll be cool to see, is how many former players are here tomorrow.
Yes.
He did say specifically Curtis Gerrels, who's some people have joked the arena is named after, because, of course, when he was around, it was the Gerrels Center instead of the Farrell Center. But Curtis Gerrels will be here. Ekpe Udo will be here as well. And Rico Gathers will be in attendance. And I know that there will be many others alongside those guys. Those are just three of the names that Scott Drew happened to mention. But he did say, like, they're just some of the players that will be here. So that's going to be really cool. And I know that, you know, Ekpe has been around from time to time. And Gerald, I know that all these guys have come back at one point or another for some games here and there. But I think this will probably be the one where you see the most former players all in one spot.
And I know I've seen, you know, a couple of different spots. Coach Drew was one of them that put this out there. I think Griffin RG3 is going to come into town for this game as well.
Oh, is he?
So you're going to have, you know, not just former basketball players, but other players that Baylor alum want to come in and see this.
Who mentioned that?
It was on Coach Drew's Twitter page.
Oh, did he mention that?
Yep.
Okay, I just missed that tweet then. Okay, well, that's awesome. That's awesome that RG3 will be here as well. We know John McClain from talking to him earlier. He's going to be here, so... Is Mosley making his way in?
Yeah, Mosley's going to come in. He says he's got some friends, and they're going to roll in the morning.
Oh, okay.
So,
nice. Yeah,
yeah,
well, everybody making their way. Except for this station. Everybody's leaving.
Yeah.
Q and Steven and Paul are all gone, but everybody else is coming to Waco. But, no, they all got stuff stuff that they are busy with. And so, yeah, that's awesome to hear how many people are going to be here. I did see Scott Drew tweet out a little while ago just a picture of the game day bus on campus. And, of course, we heard from LaFonso Ellis a little bit earlier, but Jay Billis, that whole crew, now in town, it looks like, or we're starting to make their way into town. All these former players, just very, very excited for tomorrow's game.
Yeah, and, you know, I bet all the hotels are booked up,
and
not just around here, but Temple and everybody. So the surrounding communities are going to benefit from this big weekend financially.
Certainly. And we've certainly built enough hotels here as of late to accommodate pretty much everybody. I think we've got enough now at this point to accommodate the Baylor Athletics / Magnolia / high school, whatever event crowds that we have here. So, just a little bit more waiting time, one sleep until college game day and number one versus number three. David Smoke, as we mentioned, out on the road for the big coaches convention here in Waco. We talked about that guest lineup and the headliner, and we'll talk to David Smoke next about what he's got in store from that site. And for the rest of you, make the call. It's ESPN Central Texas.
Baylor Big 12 Basketball Saturday with Pat and John here on the home of the Bears.
The Bears back in action Saturday morning in the Farrell Center hosting Kansas. 10:30 a.m. for the countdown to tip-off. 11 a.m. tip-off Saturday in the Farrell Center.
Baylor Big 12 Basketball Saturday here on the home of the Bears, ESPN Central Texas.
Hey, it's Matt Mosley. We're brought to you by Jim Turner Chevrolet of McGregor, the official Chevy dealer of Baylor Athletics. It's a December employee pricing for everyone event. With our best year-end deals, come see the difference that so many of our friends have raved about. Transparent pricing, the highest trade allowances, and a huge inventory of new Chevrolets for you to choose from. or check us out online at turnerschevy.com. That's Jim Turner Chevrolet of McGregor, the official Chevy dealer of Baylor Athletics. Sick 'em, Bears!
Hi, my name is Amanda Cunningham. I am a local realtor that has a passion for people. I've helped clients buy and sell over 80 homes in 2019 and would love to help you buy or sell that perfect home. You deserve to get top dollar for your home. Listing with an experienced agent that specializes in not only promoting your home, but helping you get your home buyer ready is key. I have a team of people around me that make what I do each day possible. If you are searching for that perfect home, your experience should be pleasant and stress-free. Call me today. I want to meet you. 254-495-0338. Google Amanda Cunningham Realtor with Coldwell Banker Apex to find my website, Facebook, and more.
Okay, so what's the most important point about your house? Nope, it's not that bar or the theater room with that sound system. Think about it. The most important thing is your roof. It has to withstand all that Mother Nature can throw your way, so it makes sense to have the best. McAdams & Sons Roofing is your first choice when it comes to protecting that valuable asset. Experienced professionals using only the best materials. So for new construction, re-roofs, repairs, or remodels, for composition and metal roofs, think McAdams & Sons Roofing first. And now McAdams & Sons Roofing is installing seamless gutters to give your home a bright new look and added value. McAdams & Sons Roofing will come out and take a look at your roof and handle all the insurance process for you. Don't let any fly-by-night company look at your roof. Let a real professional you trust do the work. Put McAdams & Sons over 40 years experience to work for you. Check it out at McAdamsRoofing.com. That's McAdamsRoofing.com. Or give them a call today at 254-799-2949. Because you don't want a kid with your house's lid.
Visit Balcones Whiskey Distillery Tasting Room and Gift Shop, located in downtown Waco. Grab some friends and enjoy whiskey flights, refreshing cocktails, gift shopping, distillery tours, and special events. Sign up for one of their 10 weekly tours offered Tuesday through Saturday. Check their website, balconesdistilling.com/visit, for available times and book your spot today. Tours are $15 a person and include a tasting. Always distilled to appreciate. Balcones is located downtown on the corner of Franklin and 11th, open Tuesday through Sunday.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Paul Catalina with your ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update, brought to you by Slavosic Sausage in West. Number one Baylor hosts third-ranked Kansas Saturday, and with college game day in town, there are more eyes on the game than normal. Freddie Gillespie says that when the game starts, that all melts away.
I think for me personally, like when the ball is tipped, you know, kind of all the outside noise kind of goes away. You know, leading up to this, it's kind of hard to tell yourself it's just another game just because of all the hype and fanfare. But like I said, I mean, but the cameras are gone. You know, our preparation still the same. You know, we're still going to do the same thing, our nutrition, our weightlifting, our film, all that we're going to do with the same focus intensity that we always do. So when we go out there, we'll be ready.
Pre-game begins Saturday at 10:30 right here on your flagship for Baylor Athletics, ESPN Central Texas.
Sports Center every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas.
Kane is in the building.
7 been too painful over 3 hours, has it, Garrett?
No, not at all.
Been pretty quick, been fun. And been quick.
Yeah.
I mean, it feels like we just
really
kind of walked in here, but here we are, tail end of the show, folks. And David Smoke is not in studio with us, but he is the third member of the three-man sports crew today at ESPN Central Texas. He is, well, tell everybody where you are, big coaches convention here in town.
Yeah, I'm at the Waco Convention Center, just outside of a lot of the different ballrooms, back towards the very back. In the Brazos room, I believe, is where they're going to have this coaching clinic that includes numerous names: Arlington's Scott Peach, DeSoto's Claude Mathis, Brett Sniffen, who's now going to be a part of that Belton coaching staff out of Fort Bend Ridgepoint, Rodney Webb Rockwall, Jeff Cheatham from Round Rock, Riley Dodge from South Lake Carroll, James Brown, head coach at Timberview in Mansfield, and also Shane Anderson, the head coach at Connolly. Guest speakers tonight about 7 o'clock is former Baylor and now current Mount Vernon head coach Art Briles. And there's a chance that sometime around 5:30 or so, he will drop by here at our location. I'll be flying solo, as you did, Craig. Garrett Ross runs the mothership, that Coach Briles might drop by sometime about 5:30. We have, by the way, Hank Carter will join us from Lake Travis. We have Mike Fisher, Kevin Flaherty of 247 Sports, a national college basketball writer on Baylor in Kansas. We'll hear from a couple of the players and coaches from this week as well. Grayson Grundhaper, Sikkim365.com. and a little bit from Kim Mulkey as well on their game tomorrow following game day. So much to get to. I mean, absolutely, what a week it's been. We've gotten all the people on game day, including earlier today with Matt and Jay Billis. I know you guys got LaFonso Ellis, Seth Greenberg, Reese Davis, on and on and on. And so that's where we are. We'll be here tonight from 3 until 6.
All right. Well, there's David Smoke. He's out at the coaches' clinic here in Waco. And, well, can you, Smoke, are you still there?
Yeah, okay. I'm here.
Are you feeling a bit of the buzz as far as all the events? I ran down the entire Baylor sports schedule earlier, just all the things that are going on. I mean, A&T, softball, women's, men's, basketball, you got tennis, baseball, everything going on. Can you feel a bit of the buzz? And I know that tomorrow's basketball game's kind of the big prize, but can you feel a bit of the buzz around town today?
Oh, no question about it. I was on campus for a little bit. And downtown, I just walked from the convention center over to Fuzzy's Tacos to get a couple of soft tacos for me to eat. I mean, absolutely. There is energy. And I just did a cut-in with Sirius and XM Radio with Ari and Andy Staples. And they were telling me that, the Baylor-Kansas game is probably right now the top ticket in town. Now, yes, we know about the Silos and Magnolia and Chip and Joanna and Balconies and Guest Barbecue and all of this stuff. And it you just feel it. And here you have this coaching clinic with some of the great names in coaching who are here along with all of whatever else is going on at the convention center. There is, and as you mentioned, Craig, softball and baseball yet again, acrobatics and tumbling, number one team in the country Sunday. It is a weekend in Waco. All these new hotels, you would think most of them are packed, and I hope that they are.
Yep, I would imagine that they are. Appreciate it very much. There's David Smoke. He'll be coming up next with You Make the Call, flying solo. But Garrett, of course, will be along with him as well as he continues the marathon today.
Yeah.
So good news is that you're like halfway through at this point.
Oh, yeah. So, it's on downhill slope.
Yeah, now you're just kind of just you can see that finish line.
Yeah.
It's not that far away at this point, but hey, man, great job. And keep doing what you're doing with the next 3 hours, and of course the baseball broadcast later on tonight. We're going to have a busy set of airwaves this weekend, folks. Be tuned into sports centers. I know that I'm going to go record mine here in a few, and I will run down what all is most of what I can in a lot of amount of time. What's going on this weekend? Can't cover everything, but that should be very interesting to hear if Art Browse does join him today at 5:30. Be tuning in for that, and hope it does happen. And just hope everybody enjoys the weekend. And we will talk to you on Monday, man. Have a good weekend, Garrett.
You too, buddy.
All right, everybody else, you have a good weekend. Safe weekend. Be smart. We do appreciate you listening. This is ESPN Central Texas.
Recently on